Yay. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hey, another episode of Irate Masterminds, Irate Radio in the house. We got the Nizzle in the house today. Danique.
Hey, what's happening?
Big D.
Big D.
We are live from Lobby in Riverside. Back at it again. Official lobbyists.
Oh, my God.
But no, thank you, Rex, for having us again. Thank you to the staff at Lobby.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to Anthony back in the kitchen, cooking it up.
What up, Anthony?
Yeah, that's our guy right there.
Oh, we got someone coming?
No, he's downstairs. He works there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's the homie.
That's what's up.
He makes the most delicious short ribs in your in your life, along with the
cauliflower.
Spicy.
Cauliflower. Those are bomb.
And then, the fries are bomb, too, by the way. And all the burgers.
I haven't tried any.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, hey, dude. Listen.
I'm off the meat.
Let's give him a chance.
I'm off the meat, so I got to attack it with
pause.
Yeah.
Pause.
Dude, how long? Got me back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Typically, how long are you on the meat, typically?
So, I was off the meat for 12 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, what was his name?
I did the keto. Uh-huh.
So, the majority.
Yeah. Y'all don't get too many of these, so I'm going to let you have it. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like the score is like 26-2.
Oh,
you know, it's okay, though.
I know. I love winning. Winning.
I tried it for the 2-3 months. It's not for me.
Yeah, I get it. That's cool. I mean, hey. We don't judge, bro.
Hey, thank you.
Well, I mean,
whatever his name is, I'm sure he's a nice guy. Hey, before we move any further, we just want to give a shout out. Thank you to our sponsor, My Michi Cruda.
Yes, sir.
Hashtag make it drip. Find him on Instagram at My Michi Cruda. Through our page, you can find him, or just search hashtag make it drip.
Yes.
Check out the delicious pica gummy worms, rings, gummies.
CBD infused gummies.
CBD infused gummies.
If you're a vendor, you got something you want to sell, hit her up. Go to the page. Yep. She's got some pop-ups going on that are doing very well.
Coming up.
Doing a lot. Erica's coming up.
And the new rimming salts. Mm-hmm. Those are cool, too. She has Michelada mixes, a whole bit, man. Check her out. Flavor on flavor. That's it. The number one Michi mix through the summer.
Oh, easy.
All the dips, the rimming dips. Delicious.
Don't just drink your beer.
Yeah.
And enhance your beer.
You know?
What was the one you tried with the tequila?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Didn't she... She poured you a shot of tequila, correct? And then did she put the shot glass in there?
Oh, it was a flavored shot guy.
A flavored shot glass. There you go.
I left my Jolly shot glass over here.
Yeah, Jolly Rancher shot glasses. Yeah.
With the chamoy, the Remy dip on it.
Yeah, you could, you know, she has a whole setup. Yeah.
But with shots, I'm saying with shots, it'll take
you
to the next level. I'm sorry, yeah.
Next level, next
level. For sure.
Very nice.
So, yeah, thank you to Miami Chakruda.
It'll take the edge off the tequila.
Orale. Hashtag make a drip. Thank you, Erica.
Yes.
But before we move any further, we want to dedicate this show to our friend.
Yeah.
Melissa. Unfortunately, we lost a friend this week, D. She's had a long battle with some other conditions and things like that. Which would make anybody's immune system compromised, you know, and it doesn't make it easy in a time like this. And it's hard. I'll be honest with you, man.
It's really hard.
Yeah. Listen, when I heard on Sunday, I was in Target, and then my heart literally hurt, man. It was just one of those deals, you know.
Okay.
But Melissa's definitely gonna miss her, man. She's nothing but smiles, sarcasm, full of wit.
Always good energy.
Always good
Every
energy.
Single time.
Always great to be around. Anytime that even the places that we would go and we wouldn't expect her to be there, she'd pop up and she'd make the night even better. Yeah. So
she'll make it better in every way.
That's
even
true.
Especially taking us home, because she was always like the responsible one. Nope, I gotta go to work. I came out for you guys.
True.
I'm taking you home, making sure you're getting home, type of deal.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Mel, and she really did that. She kind of took the mom role sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you know, us and Candace would be like on another level, so she would have to crack the whip a little bit. But I remember meeting Mel in high school, and you know, we've always been homies, man. She's always been just solid, straightforward, never had any issues with Mel.
Yeah.
Nothing. Never a disagreement or anything like that. Just straight homie styles, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, all these years after high school, we're able to continue our relationship through Candace, because that's our girl. Like, we got to hang out all together for sure, because it's just a good time. And when we go out, man, it would be like every Thanksgiving Eve. It seemed like that was our time to see her come out with the fellas and Candace and the crew and have a good time. And this whole week, I think we did the Thanksgiving thing last year or the year before with her coming over to my house, and I'm like looking through the house, and I'm like, dang, like I'm thinking of my dad. I'm like, I got the news of Mel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, dang, like she was like literally right here, you know, asking for a drink. Or she was right there sitting, chilling with Candace and, you know, the homies right there. And I'm just thinking, you know, like, it's sad, man. It really is sad. Like, you know, like, it sucks. And, you know, I just hear her voice like, make me a drink. Like, you know, like, you know, like not, well, not any girls are able to say that to me. Mel's a homie. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it was with us. Like, oh, okay, I got you, Mel, you know?
Yeah.
And it sucks, man. It really sucks. I'm really sad. I'm really sad. I'm hurt for her parents first, not for me first. I'm for her parents and her nephew and, you know, her family first, and then her closer friends.
Yeah.
Then obviously us, you know, the, she has some solid girls and a solid circle of girls around her since high school, you know, and I know I'm on, they all have always been solid homies, homegirls.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, it sucks. That was our pal. That was our buddy. And I just remember our you know, our when we go out, our just bar talk, you know, just.
Yeah, sure.
You know, just bar talk, you know?
Yeah.
And it sucks. I hurt for her family. I really do. And it's not just a loss for me or us. No. We are last. Like, her family. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
even imagine.
The thing was, she made it better for all of us. I mean, who knew her. So
she always put a smile on your face when she popped up.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Never any drama.
No.
Always good energy.
No drama.
I didn't know her as well as Christian did, you know, from back in the days. But, like, I definitely hung out with her a few dozen times, just randomly.
Yeah.
And every single time it was the same energy. And it's like, damn, people that love life, to see them leave, you know, it's pretty heavy.
No, what a great person, man. I mean, what can you say? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't, I mean.
Yeah, you just got to celebrate her.
Absolutely. We're, there's. There's no words that we can put together. It's like when, you know, even for us, like when, you know, dad passed and things like that, like there's really no words you can say.
Yeah. There's nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. There's no sentences to complete, you know, someone's soul.
Even to help, you know what I mean? Even to help out somebody.
Right.
Because I could check. I've been checking on Candace.
Yeah.
You know, that's my that's my girl, man. I have to check on her. And, you know, there's nothing I can say. She was the one that had to call me and crying. And I knew what was up already. Yeah. I just had to hear it.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, Candace. You know, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, thank you. And it's so weird, man. Like, I was in the loop through Candace. But Mel, it was one friend that I would always check in with occasionally. Hey, Mel, how's your health this month? You know?
Right.
Are you good? Yeah, I'm good. Real short, real quick. And I told her, hey, Mel, you can't deny that I don't check on you when she was at the house last time. Right? She's like, you do check on me. I was just like, good, good. That's the type of friend I want to be. I want to make sure my friends are good.
Well, you are. I mean.
Doing well. And
you do.
I had a suggestion. I had a suggestion that I came across that worked for me.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest a supplement for her to, you know, help her with her health and things like that.
Right.
But you know what? And all this news, and I was just like, I got to, you know,
what
just
was
let
the
her
suggestion?
Rest. It was a spin. What's it called? A sea moss and algae, and kind of like on the alkaline side of things. And I think she would be able to. I don't know. I was gonna offer to, you know, but I didn't want to do too much. You know, I don't want to be that pushy friend. But I think that was just the type of relationship we had. And you know what? I would check on her. I hope you're okay, type of deal, and just leave it alone because they need a rest. Just like mom, I don't want to bombard her with texts.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Mel was kind enough to text me on Thursday, an update and a big group message, you know, and just the updates that she received from her aunt. And I was just like, wow, you know, thanks, Mel. Like in my head, like thank you, Mel, because that I'm glad that kind of. What's it called? Brings it all back together. Where it's like, yeah, we do have that type of thanks, yeah. Mel, because that's my girl.
Yeah.
If you're in the hospital, you're in the hospital, yeah. you're going through things, I'm gonna check on you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Saturday we get the news and it's just like, wow, man, it, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
How?
Mm-hmm.
How? Like, why? What? Kind of, those are the questions. You know, yeah, those are the reactions. Yeah. Not just for me. I know for others out there. So that what? You know, how and why?
Yeah.
She was just fine.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's very, very unfortunate, man. And it puts it in perspective again. And, like, we've been going through this, you know, for a long time, man. Not just with Melissa, but, you know, our dad. And we always bring this up, man. We talk about it. Like, this is therapy for us, man. Like sometimes I don't talk a lot about things that I feel, you know, even personal stuff like friends and family and things like that, that about how I feel. Like, I tell you guys all the time.
Yeah.
And I tell Danique, too. Danique's actually one of those friends, man. He's the one to check on me all the time. And, you know, Danique, I really appreciate that, man. It's it goes a lot further than what, you know, just those little, those five words or six words that you text. Hey, what's up? You good?
Yeah.
But, you know, it just brings to light the fragility of, you know, this flesh that we walk around in, you know what I mean? And, yeah. like, and even today, like, I felt, I went through a couple episodes myself, man. Like I was telling you guys, like I drank too much caffeine today. You know what I mean?
You're like, wired, huh,
dude? Like, you know, I started getting the jitters. I started getting the shivers, and
there's
like
a lot of caffeine.
I had to. Yeah, no, I drank a big ass thing, and I told myself I'm not going to drink that caffeine anymore.
Right, right.
Because it's too much, man.
Oh shit!
And so it happened to me that last week. Just straight coffee. You know, you go to like 2 o'clock and you don't eat anything.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those deals. Yeah. It's just too late. You know what I mean? And so it's in your system. Anyways,
no backing up.
Nothing. And you're in it. So I felt like that. I was like, dude, this could be. You know, what if you OD on caffeine, which is possible?
Yeah.
You know, and you could have like a heart attack or something like that, pass out, or even hit your head, or you know, because you're all flustered and anxious.
But people take the same amount of crack. Of that and are like perfectly functional.
No, here's the thing.
Like chilling, like a normal day, you know what I mean?
Bro, you're exactly
like tripping.
Dude, you're exactly right. See, I don't like feeling like that.
Huh? You're out of control.
See, like for crackheads, like, man, I give them props because I don't like feeling that that feeling. Like, it, if I were to let it show, I'd be like this, like, oh shit. What's up? You know what I mean? Because that's how I felt. I was like, oh shit.
What the fuck?
You know what I mean? Like that kind of shit. And I was like, oh no, this is too much. Yeah. So what I had to do, and I did it, and this is actually the third time. This is the third time it happened. Right. So the first time it happened at jiu-jitsu, I had to lay my ass down, put my legs up.
Okay.
Let the blood rush back, take a breath, couple long breaths.
Yeah.
It happened when I was at home alone. I had to fucking chill. And then today again, so... No more for me, man. Like,
yeah, stay out the caffeine.
Yeah, you gotta
stay off
find
crack,
your
man.
Find your find your levels, man.
Right,
you can't just be wild and out.
Yeah,
I mean, we do it all the time, but
this caffeine is no good.
We're
for
old
you.
Enough; we should know our limits.
Yeah,
you know, but we still do it anyway.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you thought it was gonna give you that extra burst of whatever, and because it messed you up
for real. Because I went to the graphic place today, and I just wanted to work my ass off and just get through it.
I got you.
You know, I ate something small, something light, early, but. Yeah, it didn't help.
You're all jacked up.
I was all jacked.
Oh, yeah.
Like, currently.
I had to leave, dude. I had to go home.
You're like Kramer right now.
It's still in me.
Cosmo Kramer.
You know what I mean? I get like that at work all the time, but like luckily
Cappuccinos.
I can, like, you know, go take the golf cart, walk around the complex, and it kind of helps out, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I feel you. So. Yeah, we love sabotaging ourselves for some
reason. That's true, man. And it goes back to the whole food thing also.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night, I came home from Universal and I was like, yeah, I'm hungry, dude. Like, instead of having a bite, I said, let me smash these two big slices of pizza up the street. I said, let me just smash them. That one went down good. Let me just go for the second one.
Do another one?
Yeah, pizza by the slice. Oh, let me get two. And then I got home.
Yeah.
I was chilling, and I was I got
heartburn,
bro.
Yep, the tomato sauce, all that shit.
I had to go to sleep sitting up. I was like, oh man, this is enough. For
like
me.
Smokey in the pigeon coop.
Yeah, that's true. That was me in Marina Del Rey that day.
Oh yeah,
I was so anxious, man. I couldn't even close my eyes.
Got me out here sweating like a slave.
Couldn't even close my eyes and relax.
Damn.
I thought everybody was plotting.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, they were. They're still following you.
Hey, bro, let's circle back on Mel, and
yep.
we'll move forward.
Go ahead.
But to finish, finish up and summarize, Mel, she was a good buddy.
Yeah.
She was cool, man. She was, my dad would say, cool. She's cool peeps, you know. You know, yeah, and, you know, I told my mom and...
Oh, you did tell
her? Yeah, I told my mom because she remembers her coming over to the house and all that. And, yeah, she was devastated. And you know what, Mel, you were a good dude, I would say.
No,
you know?
For sure.
And you were a good person. You definitely lended your ear to me a lot. And, you know, I remember our conversations in front of my house, like 3 a.m., just talking trash on everyone, you know, or getting everything off our chest.
Yeah.
Laughing it up, and she pauses because a song comes on and she has to sing. I'm like, yo, it's like real late. You shouldn't be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
That type of deal. So just those type of thoughts and good memories she left us with. So thank you, Mel.
Yeah.
I got a question for you guys. Do you think some people know that they're not going to be here for that extended amount of time? You know what I mean? Like, I meet some people that like are such good hearted people, and when they pass, it's like, it's the most devastating thing.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like some of the people that go early, or in my eyes early, like they're special. You feel me?
No,
they're
that extra bit of nice.
Because
it's not
it's not the standard.
Doesn't it feel like that all the time? Like, you know, when someone
It does.
Majority.
It does. Like 99. But there's these people that you meet in your life that are so nice, so kind, so giving.
Yeah.
It's almost like they, like, it's not even that they know, for, it's just for lack of a better word. You know what I mean? Like that they just, they're enjoying life a little bit more than you.
Yeah.
Or a little bit more than the next person.
Yeah.
And they just kind of like, I feel like, I don't know, now that I'm a little older and the people that I know that have passed away that are like younger, it's like, damn, they, it's weird because every day
they enjoyed
it. It
seemed like they left more of a legacy than the older
they,
peeps.
Every day they enjoyed their life. Every day they,
it's usually
they
like
just,
somebody that stands out.
Yeah.
Like they just stand out. They're like, exactly.
Like Tupac.
Very true.
Died early and he's like an icon.
They just got this extra, they live life twice as much as the normal person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know, it just popped in my head because I'm going through every single time. Like, I ran into it. Like, you run into some people at the bar, they're not good, and then later on in the night, they're good.
Yeah.
Once they get some drinks in them. She never needed to drink to be in the best mood. She never needed to.
That's right.
She was never complaining. She never was in a bad mood.
Yeah.
She was always positive. And, like, I knew low-key, like, stuff that she was dealing with, like, just through word of mouth or whatever. Yeah. But, like, she never brought it up.
Yeah.
You know, like, it
never
was never.
Known,
it was always positive, 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 positive. So it makes me feel like do some people kind of just, know? You know? And it's just like, let me just get everything out of life that I can, you know?
You know what, Trev? You bring that up. Or it never made it an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her coming out one time. And I was like, what's up, man? Like, thanks for coming, man. Like, you know, I'll say, hey, Mel, we're all getting together if you want to come.
Right.
Always leave the invite. And then show you the show or not. It's all good.
Yeah.
And then she's like, dude, I'm like hurting right now.
Right.
Like, oh, man. Like, my bad, man. I didn't mean to, like, push. I know.
Right.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to or whatever. So she never made an issue unless I was just like, man, like, what's up?
Yeah.
So, I'm hurting. Like, you're drinking. You know, what's up?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, man. So it sucks. But you know what? I wanted to end with all the homegirls of Mel's, Candace is for you guys out there that don't know. Candace, our previous guest,
our podcast buddy,
buddy. That's one of her really, 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 really good friends.
Yeah,
and if not best friends, and man, I hurt for them first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look in at their little circle and from afar, and like, man. I get it. I understand. It sucks. So that's Candace's crew, would you say?
Yeah.
And I just want to invite, because like my brother said earlier, like, we have this as therapy. If you guys, Candace is a part of us. If you guys want to come on the show and express and each tell a story about Mel and, you know, have some therapy of your own, you guys are always welcome to come on and, you know, talk it out. And we'll have a memorial show of Mel. Melly Mel, as I call her.
Yeah.
And yeah,
great idea.
I feel for you guys. I really do. If you guys need anything, they always say, I don't know what there is to give, but if you guys need anything, you have my number or you can reach out to me on social media. And, you know, I really feel for you guys. I really do. And I'm sorry for your friend. I know how close you guys were.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Well said, man. Thank you so much, Chico. But it just goes to show, man, like, you know, we're not in control of anything, dude. And that's why it's important to, if you want to do a podcast, man. You know what I mean? Like, Pika wants to do a podcast, man, by all means. Like, if she needs help, let us know. We'll help her out.
Yeah.
You know, or any aspirations that you have, like, or, you know, hey, support your, if you're really your homies, like, hey, support the homies, man. Like, and I talk about Danique all the time, but this guy has been the biggest supporter, like, since I've met him. Honestly, there's really nothing that I did that he never gave 100%. Right. Like, he was never hesitant. If anything, he pushed me a little harder than pushed me out of the comfort circle. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
And you know, for me, that's not easy for me to accept. To be honest with you, because I'm a stubborn guy, and I like to stay in my I like to stay in my comfort zone, man. Yeah. And like. You know, I appreciate that, and you know, it's hard to find people like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's here today. That makes it even better, man. I appreciate that, Danique. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
You know, just take life by the horns, as they say.
Yeah. Nothing is guaranteed. Tomorrow's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
I got a question, bro. For
Go
you.
Ahead. Yeah.
Well, for all of you.
Yeah.
Mm.
My 2021 has been worse than 2020.
But it's, yo, it's the 12th.
So far.
Okay.
It doesn't mean the rest of it's going to be, you know, uphill or downhill.
So far.
So I mean, hopefully.
Damn.
You know, I look up. Yeah. I look on this year.
Yeah.
On thinking it's going to go nothing but up.
Right.
Statistically.
Yeah.
50-50, you say, Trav.
Yeah.
So let's see. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just, that's that's reality right now.
No,
you know?
I feel you, because it hasn't started off like with a bunch of wonderful shit.
You guys aren't in control, though.
Yeah, exactly. This is my grind mode right now. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the question is, how's your 2021 so far? And the same question for both of you guys. All of you guys.
Man. So nothing extremely bad has happened. So I wouldn't say it's bad. I mean, I've been hitting a lot of accomplishments, but like I feel a lot of weight on my shoulders, because like, even though I'm hitting a lot of accomplishments and doing a lot of shit and a lot of shit is in motion, I haven't seen the fruit to come from the labor yet.
You know what I mean? Man, so like right now it's just super all real work. Sometimes
it's all work. It's hard. Yeah.
And you know what? I still haven't beat Muhammad Ali with Tyson yet, dude. It's just like 165 times by now. Anyway,
you know what? You should flip it and play with them.
Oh,
pause. To steal the start.
No, man, because then that's not like reality. Yeah? Like,
no, because you get the timing though.
No, but it's like I can't go into your body if me and you're gonna fight. Yeah, like, I want to keep it as real.
What
as possible.
System it's a good is metaphor. It's a good metaphor.
Xbox.
I gotta come over there and teach you how to play. Don't forget that I was pretty much the king for a good month.
Dude, we had some battles.
I was knocking people out in like a couch.
We had some battles for sure.
I just remember Travis with that dumbass fish game on Dreamcast.
Oh, Seaman.
God.
Yeah,
Dreamcast.
Hey, Dreamcast was ahead of its son.
2K, though. That 2K football game was probably one of the sickest football games ever made. That wasn't Madden.
2K1.
That wasn't Madden.
Was,
but you know what?
Shit. Yeah.
I've been having some really, really, really close games in Madden. For the past 10 games online. It's like the greatest feeling. Like,
are you going for it?
I get this anxiety. I get the feeling like I'm on the field, you know, like, because of it, because it's a close game. It's not like a normal game, because we don't have football.
It's
I'm
like
not coaching right now. I'm not on the football field.
Yeah.
I'm not putting on my turf shoes. I'm not, you know, like,
how much
getting
are you
a whistle. Oh, wow. Okay.
No, I'm not even trying to be funny.
It's like a 50-50 percentage on the close games, you know?
When you
so
are
I
losing.
Always go for it because it's just an online game.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
That's it. You're not playing like real life.
And when... sometimes. Yeah. If I'm away, I'm going for it.
You're not playing like Sean. Remember Sean?
Yeah, dude.
He had a standard formula.
Sean.
And it was like...
Sean
he
Wilson.
Could be up by 23 and still kick a... Phil Go. I was like, dude, yeah, I'm about like 23 points.
Conservative.
Yeah. So,
But anyway, man, that's my therapy.
I feel
Madden, Xbox, and the podcast.
Yeah, no, for sure. Podcast is mine for sure. Yeah. You know, and so is the other one.
Yeah.
And, those are my outlets, man. Yeah. I'm thankful for doing this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean anything to everyone.
Right,
but it means something to me, and I'm glad that we can share it together. You know,
zero listens on this on any of our shit. I'm good.
Yeah,
I got that shit off my head.
yeah,
and moving forward.
So yeah, no, I gotcha. Absolutely. And that's and going back to your question too.
Yeah,
Like 2021. Listen, it like it's neither here or there, man. To be honest with you, I already came to grips that I'm not in control of anything anymore. I'm not going to worry about anything anymore.
Travel say, but you are.
No,
no, no.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah. I mean, you're in control of how you react to it.
Well,
yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? What,
exactly
and
right.
That's the most important thing because that's your reality within the reality. Yeah. You feel me? That's, like what you believe, what you see, what you perceive, that's your reality. Yeah. Even though it may not be true once, like 100%.
I was feeling trapped thinking that.
he was. It was on the tip of his tongue. But as I get a little older. Yeah. I come to grips with more and more reality. You know what I mean? And
nothing's, how old?
I'm at 24.
Yeah, yeah.
Times 3. Times 3 minus 16. Uh-huh. There you go.
I just have to accept the things I can't change.
Yeah, you know out of control.
But I can't control the sun going up and down. I mean, you can stay inside, but. Yeah. It's that kind of thing. It moves without. Hey, show goes on, man.
The show goes on.
If I get cast in a movie, I die. Hey, there show goes on. It ain't going to stop the multi-billion-dollar budget from not finishing
not
the
at
film.
All. Not at all.
So it's that kind of thing, man. Like, hey, so if you're involved with something, do it.
Is this making you enjoy your moments more? Or just kind of like...
I've kind of lived like that for a long time. I think Danique can attest to that too. Like I just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
But I'm conscious, but I'm not reckless. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I want to have fun. I want to enjoy the moment. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, laugh if I hear something funny. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily surround myself with people I don't like. You know, I'm attracted to the people who like me, man. And I'm cool with that. And it just makes a better vibe. It's worked for me.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that. But
how would you feel about a therapist coming up here as a guest?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're doing like a therapist show.
Yeah, let's do it.
You got real nervous right now.
I did. No, you know what? Because I've been I've been contemplating doing something like that for years, man. You bring
Regina on, she'll slice your brain up.
Word?
No.
Bring her on.
I think it's got to be someone outside of the fam, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Because, she can't be knowing. But yeah,
she knows all the hot spots. No. I got a therapist friend that I really want to bring on.
Bring him.
Let's bring her on.
I say therapist friend because we're like, you know, friendly. But we always have mental challenges.
Wait, office friendly or like
office
happy
friendly.
Hour friendly?
No.
Like, okay.
None of that going
or after hour friendly?
No. Office friendly
or like work wife friendly?
No, I see the intelligence there, but like I really want to get a very dry, even perspective of like all of us. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because sometimes someone who doesn't know introduces a few questions and they can pick you apart like that. You feel me? Just by your responses. Yeah. So I think that would be dope.
And you know who was like that was Brittany and Bree.
They were pretty
perceptive, man, and it was kind of scary and kind of it kind of shot me down a little bit. Like it kind of embarrassed me.
Like, I'm dead serious. A few notches.
You know what I mean? I was like, okay, well, hey, you ain't got to read that hard, girl.
That's not fair because they're like super not aggressive, but like they're confident. Well, they're very confident.
Well, that's what I mean, and it just put me in a spot. Be like, oh well,
yeah,
damn, okay. Let's keep keeping it real. When keeping it real goes wrong. But yeah, it's something. Yeah. I think we should have him on, man. And well, your friend.
Yeah.
Your friend, let's do it.
Your
quote unquote friend. Yeah.
No, it's not like that at all. Yeah.
Just kidding, Ray.
If anything, we're like arch rivals.
Oh, okay. I get
like,
it.
It's a competitive environment.
I had some of those.
Yeah.
I get it.
No, but I respect intelligence, so it doesn't matter if we're like mad friendly or whatever. Like, if you have the intelligence to give. Or to blank.
Take your time.
Yeah, stupid. Anything. If you got something to teach me, I don't care if I don't like you or I like you. I'm gonna listen.
Yeah,
you feel me? I'm not gonna let you know right ahead. But like, if you got something to teach, you can learn from everybody. Your enemies, your friends, your neighbors, your strangers, anything. You should always keep your eyes and ears open to any kind of like bit of knowledge.
Yeah.
So
I learned a lot from my neighbors. I learned a lot of what not to eat.
Yeah.
Because all their trash goes into my yard.
Jesus.
And so I see them and they're like,
so annoying.
Your neighbors got the craziest. I'm glad
I have the best neighbors ever, dude.
Really?
Yeah, lucky.
Oh, What?
I really do have the best neighbors, man.
The one to the right, you check the one that was the notorious Grass Parkers?
No, that's down they the left? Block. I'm talking about like direct neighbors. Okay,
yeah. No, you're lucky.
Those guys on both sides? Man.
You're lucky.
Yeah, on all sides, like the core four around me for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Now you got to have a little fort, you know?
I got one good one and one that I cannot stand. Yeah.
Come on, it's Creekside, bro.
Did I tell you about the tree issue?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you told me at my house, but you should tell my bro.
To me, the house next to me is vacant. They're dead to me. You know what I mean? Like that's how bad it is, bro. It's a vacant house with a couple ghosts that come out every now and then. Like I can't, bro. They cross the line.
Are they of Caucasian descent?
I'm not gonna make it a kind of race thing.
No, it's just a question.
It just so happens.
No,
that
well, like
they
if they were a fruit, what kind of fruit would they be like?
They would be white grapes.
White grapes.
I'm just saying. But that honestly, that has nothing to do. It's a built-in entitlement. The audacity of how he went about getting this tree removed.
Yeah.
It's kind of like reminds me of what happened over the last week with the Capitol. It's like an entitlement type thing. It's like, yo, this isn't even on your property. Like, why is this your issue?
Antifa went hard, bro.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
you are so.
Hey, check this out, dude.
Brainwashed.
I got a thing in the mail today.
Yeah.
That they're voting for a president of Creekside.
Oh,
no way.
I was just like, let me peep this
Who
real
is?
Quick. And this is a thing.
When's the election?
That's dope.
And
bro,
it's
let's
February.
Rig it.
It's no, check it out. I got
let's
an idea. February 10th, I think.
Let's rig it.
There's three candidates.
Who?
And I already.
Wait a minute. Are you for real?
I'm dead serious.
Let's do it.
Of Creekside.
Yeah, bro.
There's only one president in the Creekside.
Oh, I know.
That's
I know.
Me. But I don't live there anymore, so that would make it you.
That would make
by default.
You're the lame duck.
Yo, this is the best thing I heard.
So check it out. It's a real thing. And they go through our HOA association management company, whatever it is. And dude, it's like three candidates.
Yeah.
It's like super official with ballots.
What?
Yeah, dude, it's like super official.
Only your block.
So yeah. I want to get them.
We could get those printed ballots, those blank
bro,
ones from China.
What are we waiting for? When do they vote?
February 10th, I believe.
Oh, bro,
you know
we gotta get
so
to work.
I want one guy. I'm feeling one guy.
Let's
by his little paragraph they wrote each.
Let's do this.
Yeah. Why, wait a minute, you're not on the ballot.
No, man. Come on, bro. I don't got time for this.
Let's do this.
Hey, but you know what?
So we're gonna have a parade.
I will run one day.
We're gonna have a parade.
Yeah. A parade?
No, okay. No,
I was thinking the same.
You know how they do the birthday parade?
We're going to do the Goldie Wilson parade.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I have an idea. So, yeah. The guy that I like, but I'll let
how
you guys read it.
How long are they in office?
I don't know. There's a little paragraph they wrote.
There's got to be a term limit.
Talk to me, because I'm fascinated.
One of them said that they're an original homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, from the OG.
Yeah, OG. So, wow. And he's been
is
on the
who I think it
interesting.
Is?
No. Interesting.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
And he's been on the board X amount of years.
Yeah.
And I plan to like upkeep the, you know, integrity, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm with that already.
Okay.
The next guy, he writes his little paragraph. He's just like, I deal with vendors.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to deal with vendors. And I have plenty experience, blah, blah, blah. Experience was spelt wrong. I moved to the side immediately.
Damn.
And then the third one.
Canceled, homie.
And the third one was a lady that she did mention that her husband's name in there. But she hasn't been. I think 2001. She says she's been around.
Wow, that's, I guess that's late in the game.
So the vote for me, five years short. Look, I guess she cares about her neighborhood. Yeah. I do too.
Oh, okay.
You know, I understand everyone cares about the neighborhood. Yeah. But check me out. I know
who she is.
Who one of the guy that I wanted to vote for. I already know who he is.
Okay.
Oh, if you were to cast a vote, you knew who you voted for.
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay.
And I think Regina agreed.
So three people.
Three people
one
I
lady,
voted for
guys.
One. Yes.
Okay.
And Regina dismissed the guy that spelled experience.
He missed the I.
He did some
okay.
weird stuff. But
I
you know what?
You.
I kind of like.
Yeah.
I kinda, honestly, like.
Travis, how do you spell it?
I don't know.
You can't spell it?
I'm not going to put myself out there and miss a simple letter.
Okay, Travis, you can't spell it?
He's not running for president.
Yeah, I know. I'm not on a ballot.
You don't know how to spell?
Yeah.
I-T. That one. It's too much traffic.
Yes. So, okay, who are you voting for?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I want to interview him.
I want to
talk to him.
I'm gonna
look him up and look up their address.
What comes with this position?
I don't. That's what I want to find out. Because I will be the next Creekside president if I'm still around.
Mm. Wow.
I don't know. I don't know if it's 4-year term, okay. 2-year, right. 1-year. I don't know.
You could be like the vice president that live in Washington.
Make your neighborhood.
Oh, true.
Wait a minute. Okay, so this is what's blowing me away. This has never been a thing. This is like new.
It always has been. We just
Are
never.
You serious?
Mom and dad hid it from us.
Oh.
Not hid it, but right. we it was in our business.
Yeah, you know
Politics
what?
Politics wasn't for the kids.
Yeah. Politics were never for the kids. Wow. You're right, Denise.
Security would give me a ticket today, too.
Interesting. What? Sleeping. Interesting.
He wrote a ticket early.
Yeah.
They say it's street sweeping.
It's an actual
street
sweeper.
They're fake
right?
tickets.
They say,
by the way.
Okay. 10 a.m. They say 10 a.m. That's when it starts. My neighbor came out. God bless my neighbor, Ann. Shout out to Ann.
Love Ann.
She does the most for us in a positive way all the time for our boys and all. Anyway,
yeah.
She was out there. And she was telling the security guard, he has 1.5 more minutes. He's on his way out. Wow. I just called him. And she came to the door. And she left. And he was writing the ticket early.
Right.
Because I have my security cameras
That's
out
how
there.
They do
yeah.
it. That's how
and,
they do it.
Yeah, it says 10 a.m. on the ticket.
It has a timer on it.
Get in that mic, Holmes.
Yeah. Does the ticket have the timestamp on it?
It's
handwritten.
It's a fake ticket.
It's a courtesy notice is what it is. But I said, I called the company.
But
I was like,
it's a real ticket because they keep that on file.
They can do what they want with it.
It's a violation.
I don't know. But yeah. I said, I called the company. I said, why is your man writing tickets before the actual time on the ticket?
Yeah.
And she just was not hearing me.
Really?
And I had some
additional. I would have said, you know what? I'll be right there.
Yeah.
No,
I want to talk to your manager.
And I did that. I did that move, and then I was just like, you know what? I don't even want to talk. I don't even want to talk to you about it. Yeah. You're like the worst. You're not even hearing me. She kept talking.
Uh-huh.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
You're really not hearing me, are you?
Yeah.
And she kept going and going. Yeah. I said, listen to my podcast, Irene Masterminds, because I'm going to talk about your ass today. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what I'm doing now, dude.
That's the best flex in 2021.
For
real.
You're right. She was not listening.
My podcast.
Yeah.
She wasn't listening.
You should have gave her a sticker. You want to give me a ticket?
No.
Here's a sticker.
Get that off. So anyway, that was my morning.
What's the security company over there?
Let me look it up.
Securitas?
What are the other ones with the four dots?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Securitas. Horrible. They're crazy, man. I had my run-ins with those security fools in that neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, what are you doing?
You've always had run-ins with some type of security.
Bro.
Hey, check
that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, security, I mean, we're more security because it's our hood. They don't understand. I forgot the name. I need to know the name.
Well, here's the thing. We've been on patrol since we moved there, since 93. So, you ain't got to tell me how this neighborhood's supposed to run.
And it's our neighborhood. Yeah. Hey, check this out, Trav. I don't know.
I run this.
Hey,
just live here.
I got to tell this story, man, because the statute.
Right.
Oh. Remember. Statute.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Not a sculpture.
Yeah.
Of limitations.
Can you spell that?
Statute. How do you spell statute? Has statute.
It has U-T-E at the end.
U-T-E. Okay.
Anyway. So, check it out. The statute of limitations,
right?
Probably are done by now. Me and my brother. Do you know what story I'm going to tell them?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
I do.
This is a preacher.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Oh,
so there's a dude that lives next to my grandma.
Is he still living?
Nah, he's long gone.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
Probably
dead to me.
dead to me, homie.
Yeah, he rolls around in his Rolls Royce, man.
Flossing
story,
bro. And flot like super creep style, dude. Yeah. Like,
3 miles an hour,
like, not low rider style. Yeah. Not
Will Smith, so everyone sees me.
Rolls Royce, though, you can't be smashing in
that. That's true.
There are speed bumps.
If anyone's going to be driving a Rolls Royce in Creekside, it's going to be me. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be my homeboy Travis or Jonah or Curtis or somebody.
Done.
And I would look at him, I would wave hi, like hi, Miss Parker, but not looking at it, wave with the hand, you know?
Interesting.
Don't talk to me.
He was just mad dog.
Yeah.
And I would just, I recognize
you. Speak to me.
My grandpa would do the same.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know. My grandpa went off of that guy.
I got money. Don't talk to me.
That style.
Yeah.
And one
new money.
One day, this is going on for years. And one day, we're like, I think it was like during Christmas time.
Yeah.
It may have been during Christmas. Me and my brother were rolling around the neighborhood.
Right.
And this car was like going super slow in front of us. Stopped. We had he stopped short. Is that what it is? And we're like, what's going on? And then refresh my memory, bro.
What
I want to say he got out at that time.
Yeah,
he drove a little forward.
You know, I think he rolled by and he didn't stop.
Yeah.
And he was going so slow, like, of course we're going to move.
Yeah.
And so he kind of went around us and then he circled back.
Yes.
And then we were still there like, what this fool's doing?
Yeah.
He wanted that smoke.
Now he's behind us because he circled back. That's right, bro. And you know what? He came. And he started cussing us out. And he had like a pimp, you know, what? Pimp style to him.
He had a double breast suit on.
Oh, no.
And then, you know what?
Yeah. Cream color.
I was just like, yo, what are you talking about? Like
some gators.
Mm-hmm. I said, bro, don't roll the window all the way down, you know? Yeah. So he had it halfway. Mm-hmm. And he tried to reach in my side, like in the crack. And did that on purpose to grab me. And I said, whoa, whoa. I grabbed his hand so tight.
I forgot that he grabbed
so tight off my collar.
And I started rolling
the window up.
Yeah. Nothing.
And I was like, the tightest. You know, like when you're holding someone down, like you ain't moving.
Wow.
And then I said, bro, I got to let him go.
Yeah.
Because this isn't do nothing. He's like starting hitting the car. I'm going to let him go.
Right.
So I hear him say, I got something for you. My trunk.
Yeah.
Open your trunk.
We can share it. He ran to his trunk. Yeah. Before he got to his trunk, boop, from the back.
Yeah.
Had to put him on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Respectfully as I could, though.
Yeah. True.
Like, straight up.
True. He was protecting your neighborhood.
Protecting me and my neighborhood now.
Right. That's right, Craig.
I had to do it.
I didn't get this part of the story last time. Yeah.
We had to, man.
So
like,
what
straight
happened?
Up. So
how did it de-escalate?
We had to settle him down.
It didn't de-escalate.
It
escalated for a long time.
So, okay, pause. Okay.
Crazy.
I feel like there's... The story happened so fast. There's got to be a part missing. So he's rolling through.
Yeah, yeah.
He stops short.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're behind him.
Yeah.
He gets out of the car.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Gets back
he gets out of the car because he stopped short. Why did he stop short?
Because we're honking.
Like, what's up?
We're honking. Yeah. We're honking like, yo, what are you doing?
Okay,
he gets out.
Okay.
Then that's
like what? Right.
Exactly. Right. Like, yo, like, why are you
and then he instantly grabs your shit?
That's after he circled around it and he parked behind us.
And he stood there
and
like,
he came on my side, passenger, and he said,
yo, oh, this is at the top of the.
This is in front of my grandma's house almost.
Okay. At the bottom.
My question is, why didn't you guys just drive off?
That's a good question.
Top flight security, Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, that was different.
Because, no. Okay. You hit it right on the head. Y'all about 200 feet from your grandma's house.
True.
You didn't have to go that far.
Yeah.
So for him to be able to circle, that means you were following him.
He lived next door.
Word?
Yeah.
To your grandma's.
Yeah.
Y'all were going to your grandma's?
We were going out the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we were passing right by my grandma's house.
I got you.
And you
so when he stopped behind you, that was past your grandma's, like towards the exit.
No, that was in the same area.
Mm.
In the same area.
Okay.
Because you know where that island starts, Trav? That's where it all started.
Yeah.
That's where it all started. He ended up behind us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nah, what you do is, he's still there?
Nah, he's been gone for years.
I was about
to
say, just hit him with the daisy.
Nah, and after that, peace. Out the window. Throwing peace. Yeah? Out the window.
Oh, because you put hands on
him. You gave him some act right.
Hey, hold on. Yeah. But that's not where it ended, though.
Mm.
Let me know.
Okay, yeah.
So after he grabbed my brother, my brother pushed his hand off.
Through the crack.
Or let him go, whatever. And then my brother got out, and the guy didn't back down. And he went to his trunk. And before he could do that, this is where you were saying, we caught him and we put him on the ground. Okay. With all due respect, he's an elderly gentleman.
Yeah.
Well, older than us.
Yeah. Okay? I would have let him get to the trunk.
He's like,
as soon as you would have got out, I would have hit him with my car.
So he wasn't backing down, man. And like, hey, man, like we're just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, not let anybody be intimidated in the neighborhood. Right. It wasn't a macho thing. It was just, hey, man, we've been here since 93. Yeah. Where you come from?
Yeah.
Like, don't roll on us.
What
like
if
this.
He was just trying to grab a Bible?
Then like, I would have smacked him with it. Then what happened after we put him on the ground?
Yeah.
We kept him there for, I don't know, like 20 minutes.
Yeah. And what was he saying when he was on the ground?
Get out, man. You motherfucker. You know who the fuck I am. Yeah.
So,
you know who the fuck I am. Pimp down.
Pimp down.
So, I am a boy.
This ain't nothing to a pimp, baby. Pimp always gets back up, baby.
So he got stuck, right? On the ground.
Oh,
and we were there literally for like 20 minutes. What's up, player?
I'm okay. I'm good.
I'll take another one, please.
I'll take a water if that's cool. Please.
Yeah. These old fashions, by the way, are
smacking
on point.
Underrated, better hand.
Ooh. Okay.
It's mostly hard to find in bars, but some have it.
Yeah. Some do. Travis is complaining because they don't have Hennessy.
This is a Hennessy complaint right now.
I guess I'll take another one.
Thank you, Blake.
Okay, first
it's
of all.
It's an upgraded Hennessy.
Hey, when you guys took him down, did he spill his yak?
Made me spill my yak.
You know, I don't know the gentleman's name, but there's no hard feelings because if there were hard feelings, he wouldn't.
Right.
throw his peace sign out the window. Look.
And y'all okay, just and held the peace sign.
Let me tell the rest of it.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So after he was down, pinned him down for like 20 minutes. And then like he was starting to get squirrely. And my brother had his legs. And then because we
hit him with the
hold
high
on,
low.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah, for real.
Exactly. For real.
And so I listen. Oh, me, unbeknownst to me.
John Rick James' legs?
He's like, I'm like, yeah, get his legs.
Yeah, get him.
I got money.
And then I had my knee on his chest, man. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Just because I've seen it in movies.
You know? You know that's illegal, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
We thought about it.
Okay, so go ahead. Exactly what I've seen on Cops before they canceled it.
Yeah.
And so
the move of the show.
And so somebody, I think, I don't know who called the cops. Mm-hmm. Okay. Someone called the cops.
A concerned citizen.
Oh, you know what? It was him because we let him up.
He did. I said, call the cops.
And he called the cops.
And y'all stayed?
The cops came.
Yeah.
We did stay. We went to go get my dad, woke him up. He came down the street. And then the cop came in like, hey, what's going on? Like, he said, you're attacking him and stuff like this. I was like, hold on, dad, this is what happened.
Check his trunk.
Exactly what we said. And I said, dad, this is what happened. And he's like, okay, let me go talk to the cop. So my dad went to go talk to the cop.
Yeah.
And then my dad came back like, guys.
You're serious?
Like you assaulted him. Yeah. Low key.
Word.
And so after my, not our dad scolded.
Wait a minute. Did you not tell your dad you assaulted him?
No, we told him exactly what happened.
Okay, yeah, there was no like holding back from my dad.
And my dad came back with a look in his eye like,
he was happy my sons ain't no punks.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So he told us like, hey,
so
guys.
You going
like,
to jail, Chico.
He was like, hey, you guys need to chill. Like, you know, he's saying that you're, he said that you guys are lucky that you didn't hurt him. I was like, I know, Dad. He's all, it's okay. The guy's, he's going to let it go. He said he's not going to press charges or whatever. And so he left.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My dad went in. He said, everything good? And then I said, yeah, it's cool. And then the guy came over to us to apologize. We didn't accept his apology.
Oh, my God.
Low key, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
Petty Betty's.
The cop was right there watching the interaction.
Right.
And then he's all, you guys good?
Yeah.
Let me know now. If not, then, you know, we're going to figure this out. I said, yeah, we're good. And then the guy, when he talked to the guy, he said, okay, you just go ahead. And so the cop came up to us and he said, listen, you guys are really lucky that...
he didn't press charges.
Not only did he...
He assaulted my man first, though. Yeah, he put his hand in the window. Did.
Exactly. Yeah. But
he was trying to pop his collar and he didn't want it.
But it went beyond that. It went beyond that because he said, you guys are lucky you didn't give him a heart attack and kill him because he had your knee in his chest. And he's an older gentleman.
Yeah.
I think he gave us like the weight of the...
Of the situation.
Pressure, meaning like the weight it takes to stop a heart.
Yeah.
He knew something like that. I was like, oh, dang. That's
what it was. So he laid the facts down. He said, you guys are lucky he didn't hurt him or give him a heart attack.
So, so I'll take it we didn't find out what was in the trunk either.
No.
Exactly. Well, at that point, I was just like, yeah, thank you, officer. You're exactly right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. And so that was that. And so we kind of just let it go and, you know.
Cool ever since then.
Yeah. And then I don't think we talked to him after that again. We saw him cruise by, but he didn't stop.
He did a piece, and he moved out. I don't know, man.
Because he didn't have that shit in the trunk no more. Shit was in the side of the
there
seat.
Was something definitely shady going on at his house, that's chopper. For sure.
Yeah, at his house, for sure. I think it was like like low-key, like a prostitute ring.
What?
I mean, listen.
Okay.
Come on, man. He lives in Creekside in a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He ain't the only pimp in Creekside, baby.
So, you know, hey.
Yeah.
Walk like a duck, talk like a duck.
Hey, real talk, Rolls Royce is not that expensive after about 2 or 3 years.
I'm just saying.
Just because you drive a Lambo, bro. Relax. Geez,
I don't drive no Lambo. Don't have nobody following me.
Is that
the
yellow one parked outside?
I have a driver.
It's the black one. Yeah, I remember the story. I never got the whole story. That's crazy.
So that was it, man. The cop, after I felt kind of guilty after the cop told him.
Yeah.
Laid the facts out.
You almost murdered someone.
But it's one of those things that, you know, happens in, what do they call it, like a crime of passion. You know what I mean? It's something like that. Like, you don't know what happens. Thank you, Blake.
Thanks, Sean.
Anything can happen right away. Appreciate that. Hey, man, these are banging, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Good looking out, Blake. Thank you, man. He's making the most delicious. You know what? Their drinks here, their craft drinks are really, really good.
Were?
Yeah. The old fashioned, you can't miss. It's so balanced, man. Literally balanced. Hey, listen. From an old fashioned guy,
the fruit and, you know.
No. It's not the fruit. It's not the fruit. It's made.
No, it's a. You know what it is? It's the multiple flavors for me that, like, just kind of. I like a clean kind of. almost like a neat drink. If I am going to put something in it, Coke, Sprite.
Yeah.
Not too many.
Like a hood. Like a hoodlum.
Exactly.
So,
like a hood.
So when I go to other places and get old fashions made, like sometimes you take that first and be like, ooh, oh, shit. Oh, my God. Fuck? Not this one, man.
What is this?
Yeah. No, it looks good. It looks good.
Oh, this was Mal's favorite drink.
No sips. No
one
sips.
Of them.
Damn. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, cheers to Mal, man, for sure.
Thank God y'all didn't kill him, man.
But no. Listen, man, I'm sure glad. Things probably would have been different. Maybe we'd be doing the podcast from
I'd
jail.
I'd be sending you some
Seinfeld
commentary right now. You have a lot more tattoos, bro.
Yeah, exactly. On my face and my neck.
You know?
What are you doing like that guy being Kirk fresh out?
Oh, my God. I can see you guys joining two different
wigs,
fashions. Northern, Southern.
Yeah. I would have had to pick a side, bro.
Yeah.
Where would I go?
I have a teardrop tattoo.
Where? In jail?
Yeah.
Because they're going to treat me like Miklo in there, bro.
They stick you in the shoe.
Bro.
For real. They're going to guard my ass.
You'll figure out some business in there.
You just stick him in the shoe. He'll be running shit from the shoe.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Yo, so we have...
calling shots.
Yeah.
Tapping into the podcast.
Calling shots and taking shots. I got 5 minutes. This call is going to cost you $39.99.
Jeez.
Charge it.
Pruno.
So we got Danique in the house. Danique Denizzo. I've known for how long, Danique? Get in that mic, player. Get up close, Holmes.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
You might know him from my birthday show.
Yeah.
He appeared. He made a guest appearance on the birthday show. Huh?
This is your life.
Yeah, this is your life, mm-hmm. Dave. This is your life.
It's been on twice already now, though, right?
Really?
Oh. Have you been on twice?
Really?
Oh, no, phone call. I think
phone call. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And now.
So this is third appearance on the podcast, man. I just want to say something about Danique. Danique is one of my best friends. I have very few friends that I can say that they're my best friends. Danique's one of them. Jay's the other one. Mm. Besides that, Travis and Christian, you know, I sure have a few other friends, but
brotherhood.
These are my brothers. These are my brothers, Jay and Danique.
Keep it tight.
That's it, man. And I appreciate Danique and all he's done for me. We had a lot of adventures. I want to say growing up. Man, we were still growing up.
Yeah, we're growing up.
Yeah,
learned a lot.
It's funny how
we met at Club Metro, of course.
Nice.
The Mecca, the nightclub Mecca of the IE.
Mm-hmm. Of the world.
Of the world. Danique, let's talk about it, dude. How big was that club, man?
It was pretty big. It had multiple rooms. It had over 5,000 people.
At any one event or time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't remember too many concerts or anything going on over there.
Nah, we had some concerts, but it wasn't like a big thing there.
Yeah, Danique's favorite night was the male strip show.
Yeah,
which was on like Thursdays or something. It used to get wild there, man. There were so many things that took place over there, like, man, smashing people through heads through walls, throwing people out through the back doors, opening their head with opening the doors with their heads.
That's where the knee came from. I see.
Hey, man, you got to survive when you're by yourself.
That's how we were taught.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. By a few people there.
But then you grow up and you live and you learn.
Yep.
That's true, because we also had run-ins. I mean, literally run-ins every night with somebody.
Right.
Something would happen, and sometimes you have to fend for yourself, and it's really life or death. Either you're going to get the shit beat out of you, or you're going to defend yourself.
Shit was wild sometimes.
Yeah. Have you guys ever got to the point where it was such a rough night where you're like, fuck, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? So let me tell you, my first night I worked there.
Right.
I walked around with somebody. I think it was Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Rich is our other little friend. He's another one of the besties too. And he's probably, I don't know, like 4'11", something like that. He's tiny, fool. But that fool this fool is
little
will
cowboy.
Beat the shit out of anybody that looks at him sideways. He's crazy.
Joe Pesci?
Basically.
He had something to prove because he was so little.
Yeah. But that fool took no shit.
Yeah.
And he's a military guy.
Oh, okay.
So he's got it all the shit under control. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everything's cool.
Always with the flashlight, huh, bro?
Always with the flashlight. Always yelling, always barking. Mad at us at the patrons because they're fucking idiots.
At the ops.
And so I walked around with him and then I was like, damn, okay, this is how it goes down. It was like a Friday night, like everything was cool.
Fridays were usually chill.
Exactly. So I was like, oh, okay, we even had girls talking to us, like, oh, this is a new guy. Oh my God. And I was like, yo, what's up, ladies?
He did have a fan club.
Oh. We'll get into that later. Maybe another time.
That's another show.
That's another podcast.
Were they all older women?
they were across the board. Yeah, young ones.
All walks of life, Travis.
All walks of life.
I used to call him Snooky. Snooky. Yeah, this girl's trained.
Wow. Don't call me Dave. Don't call
Very
me Dave.
Very true. So it was a Friday night. We had some girls talking to us, and we're like, oh, okay, cool. It was nice. And I was like, damn, this is tight. This is what we're going to be doing. Huh? Okay, cool. And then here comes Saturday night. Boom. I walk into work. I'm like, holy fuck, what is this? It looked like a spring break at...
Did you start your shift? Do you remember?
It was probably like 9 o'clock.
It was cracking already.
It was already...
And back then, when you would get to work, there would be a line, fucking wrapped.
Dude, it was literally two lines wrapped on each side of the building. There was raised Caprices and Impalas over there.
It was a car show.
Yeah, car show, doing donuts. Yeah. There are fucking people smoking blunts, like right in front of you. Like, don't give a fuck. Like, they wouldn't move out of the way for the employees to get inside the building. And it was like, it was all black people.
Yeah.
So, like, I was out of my mind. I was like, holy shit.
Holy shit.
And I got kind of thrown in there because, you know, it was a busy night, so I had to be on my own. And so I walked to the back, and it's like...
Everybody had to go in that room for training.
And so, I had to go into the back room, and I walked back
You know if they're going
to
survive or not.
I walked back there. Literally, it's like gorillas in the mist, bro.
No.
I swear to God. Wow. I swear to God. You go back there, there's like weed smoke.
Yeah.
People are like dancing and grinding on the walls, it's on the bar. Fuck. There's like girls, they're picking girls up in the air. Like, you know, it was crazy. And then you go to the back room, and there's it's like crazier back there. You got it's like one of those E40 videos.
Yeah,
it's like that. It's like it's like the Freaknik times three.
Yeah,
it was crazy, man. And I thought I was gonna lose my life.
It used
that
to
night.
Be really live. Really yeah. live.
No, all I remember is I was hot.
Yeah,
I always left with less clothes than I had when I went in because you were going
Every
to
time.
Fit like you know a little shirt
Every
over
time.
A t-shirt. No, you're coming out that.
That's what I'm saying. You walk into that back room, it's fucking tropical as fuck back there.
Hell yeah.
And you get in and with the smoke, it's
the
like,
pipes
holy
are sweating
fuck.
And the walls are sweating.
Dude, you got to have your Echo shirt underneath your Echo sweatshirt because you know it's going to get hot.
There you were Sean John right around there.
It became a sweat rag.
That's true.
That's what Petey Apollo's North Carolina.
That's exactly when it was out.
You could have swing your shirt around because it would be full of sweat.
Yeah. You would walk in that back room. The back room had like carpet on the walls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like those, the carpet used to warp because it used to get so hot in there, and like all musty, and then it would smell like Hennessy weed and like old dirty weaves.
But you didn't want to leave.
But I got addicted after that. You know why? Because
it smelled like good times in there.
It was exactly. So after that, I made a couple friends.
Okay.
And you know, it just kind of grew from there, and I was really comfortable, and it was like one of the coolest places to be.
Yeah.
I got excited about going to work, not scared anymore.
Yeah. No, it is pretty. I remember the first couple times. It's intimidating, yo. Like you said, you walk up, people smoking. You know, people won't move out the way. You don't
I was
know
really
what's
young.
What?
I was really young.
Dude, you couldn't tell nobody anything.
That's true. If I said, hey, if I saw a minor back there saying, hey, you can't drink.
Yeah.
He'll go like this, tap his homeboy on the shoulder like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh fuck!
Yeah, always had to watch your
like
back.
It's a domino.
That's
effect.
Whack. Yeah. Yeah, that's so whack.
And then
you had to watch your back.
Yeah,
the motherfuckers really did go to the trunk too.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Yeah, no, we saw people get shot over there, stabbed, you know, beat the fuck up by staff and police.
Mm.
It was crazy, man.
Like
crazy
I said,
times.
We was learning. We was taught some wild things.
What city was it in? It was in Rialto,
Rubidoux,
right? Rubidoux.
Yeah. Rubidoux.
And when I first moved here, I didn't know none of
Me
the
either.
Cities. I didn't know any of the anything that was going on. And I used to always drive over there and be like, this doesn't feel right.
You know it wasn't. I mean?
Like,
Rubidoux.
Even in the daytime. You know what I mean? Even in the daytime, you're like, I feel
it
like
felt
I'm being
illegal,
set up
man.
Right now. Yeah.
You know what old Rubidoux felt like? It felt like if you were watching like an episode of Narcos.
Mm.
Just like there's roads, but it's kind of dusty. There's a lot of gravel noise when you drive.
What's that movie with Vince Vaughn? Big Worm. Couples Retreat. Is it Couples Retreat? Yeah. You know, it's a, that retreat. Party that they're trying to get to at the end of the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like trying to get to this
to the other to the middle, to
that
the middle
was,
one. Yeah.
That was Club Metro.
Yeah,
that's the one you wanted to go to for sure.
Yeah, not as glamorous.
But of course not. But
yeah, everybody wanted to be a part of that for sure.
Everybody.
Yeah, man. And I don't know. I worked there for a few years. Danique was there how many years before I was there? 6 years before I was there?
No, I worked there a total of 6 years.
Oh, 6 years. Okay. And I was probably there, I don't know, 2 years maybe. But anyway, so yeah, Danique taught me. This fool put me under his wing, and he let me run shit there, which was cool because, you know.
I almost lost him. I was told to fire him.
What?
Yeah, this guy's a hothead.
That's true.
He's getting into too much stuff. You're gonna need to do something about that.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I forgot about that.
So at that point, I pulled him aside and I talked to him and I took him under my wing. I was like, I can't lose this guy.
Right.
This guy's what's like, up. Like too much of an asset here.
Right. Right. Right.
That's what's up.
And damn. Like, it just like totally turned around.
Yeah.
But then it went from him getting into shit to running shit, and other people got into shit for him.
Yeah, that's
worked out better because
I got to keep 66 degrees of separation. They're on me.
Well, I just got smart about it because I wanted to be there, and I liked being there, and I thought me running things the way I was doing was helping. When it wasn't helping, it was actually hurting. No.
And you became the problem.
Exactly.
But glad you learned there. Huh? Way where they, when they go somewhere, you got to find your way and what works for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yo, that was my first job.
So after I settled in, I brought this fool in.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And him and Danique interviewed me, and then my homies got spoiled quick. On the club scene, because they were able to come right in,
slide in.
And they're like, people would give them looks. Hey, who the fuck are they? Yeah. You know, shouting, you know, little chirping. Kids. And they're like 18 years old, man. Fresh, you know. And they're like, hey, what do we do? And my brother's like, just get in, man. Come on, just go. Just go. And it was crazy.
Look like you belong.
But I remember the foam parties were just insane.
Man. I never seen the foam parties.
Oh,
God, never seen the foam
too messy. Yeah, just too crazy. Much. Unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of shit going on in the foam pit.
MTV Spring Break, like, damn.
Literally, the dance floor was probably 30 or 40 feet by 20 feet.
Yeah, how y'all clean that shit up?
Oh, we didn't clean it.
Yeah.
Shit, we walked out, it was a fucking dirty mess.
That's it. Lock it up and we're out.
Imagine.
Then we came back and it was all brand new.
Yeah, brand new.
Damn.
You got fans blowing.
Yeah.
Smelled good in here.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. It smelled like
Fabuloso.
Like, yeah, exactly.
That carpet was old.
Exactly. Dude.
Oh, man.
You could get like a staph infection if you just rub your finger on it. Yeah.
It got cool like around towards the end because Fabuloso came out. So
okay.
Sometimes it smelled like ass and then you sprinkle a little Fabuloso in there. It's like, dang.
That should take care of everything.
It smelled like pineapple fungus.
Hey, the best part for me is I left to work for Pepsi. At the time. So I was like, you know, I gotta bounce, big bro. Like, you know, I got a gig, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was merchandising at Pepsi, but the thing that felt good.
Pepsi before Singular?
Oh yeah, I went I was a Pepsi Snapple way before AT&T and Singular. But the thing is, when I came back, because I had like money to spend at the bar or whatever.
Oh, that's tight.
Not even that, but like getting in, like, yo, I got, it's Friday.
Yeah.
In case. Got paid, bringing the homies in, sliding through. Exactly. Just sliding through.
I got this.
And I remember one time, remember Theo from Real World. Remember he always used to go there?
Yeah.
I remember him and his crew like mad at like the homies, like, hey, who's that? And then like Danique like telling him off or something, like, yo, I don't care who you are.
We used to tell all the celebrities who came in here, hey man, this ain't your fucking house. This is my house, bitch.
Damn. I was just like, literally. He told them
my favorite one was, do you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck who you are. This is my house.
I kicked Coolio out.
Coolio.
Why would you do that, man?
Because he was smoking in a place he wasn't supposed to be smoking. I swear to God.
That's petty.
That was a power move.
Petty.
Everyone
power.
Smokes it, man.
Listen, I know. It's not, like a curse.
Just don't get caught.
Not weed.
Oh, man.
Not weed.
At the time, it was a little taboo-ish still.
Yeah, if you could smoke weed, you go like, oh, I think I smell it. Let's go fucking find them. But if you smoke it was easy to find people smoking there. You could see it rising in the fucking lights.
Right.
Well, anyways, if they smoke a cig, you go to over there. Hey, man, tell them.
Machine on, you can see that shit.
So it got to a point where, like, it just was bigger animal than ever could imagine. And you would just, what I used to do after I got a little comfortable, you know, I got a few kickouts under my belt, you know what I mean, a little
got a few stripes on my belt.
A few stripes. I would go find the smoke and I would be like, hey man, we can't do that here. And they give you the look like, Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Blah. I hit it out of their hand, smack it down. Or, hey, man, you can't be drinking in here. And they'd be like, what? Who are you? I said, oh, okay, cool. That's it. And
you were that guy.
It's all over.
That
yep. guy. And then they look
at
you.
That's what it was. It was, you do what I say, or it's yep. on.
And then they look at you crazy and be like, oh,
yeah.
word?
Yeah.
And just,
yes,
you just cuff them up. That's
oh
it.
My God.
Drag him out.
See his flashlight.
That was the thing.
That's it.
You got one chance. And yeah. then you got snatched.
So here was the move.
Yeah.
So if I encountered you and yeah. you gave me issue, say you were smoking, okay, or yeah. drinking that you weren't supposed to be doing, I would say, oh, okay, cool. And you didn't want to budge. I say, oh, okay, cool. I bust out my flashlight. Tat 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 tat. Here comes somebody, or yeah. here comes Danique.
Yeah.
And I go like this. Here we go. And they already knew the deal.
Yeah.
And say, hey, man. Like I told you before,
yeah.
put that shit out, or you know you got to go.
Yeah,
and they didn't listen. I said, oh, okay, cool. You hit the thing.
Yeah,
as soon as that was it,
yeah.
the guy behind him would wrap him up.
Oh man,
that was the move. Mm.
I seen some carryouts by you guys.
That was the move.
I was like, what's going? Have you ever seen the like Braveheart?
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about six guys.
Yeah,
like I'm just like picking up cups.
No,
and I'm like in the entrance, like out. You know, hollering at the. At the receptionist, like, yeah, what's the new song?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, exactly.
And, get off me.
Yeah, like they were going to go behead him or something. Yeah. And they did it through the door. I was like, oh, dang.
So that
hurt.
One of the cool things, or us as bouncer staff,
yeah.
felt was the cool
You're
move.
Enjoying this way too much.
Listen, I had a blaster.
It was living in the moment. Like it was the thing to do.
Man. And I say this all the time. I learned more about people there than I did my entire life.
I feel.
I learned every personality and count, dude, thousands of people a week. So once, you know, that little maneuver went down as we were kicking them out, the best thing was to get them on the way out. There was two vending machines that were by the front door. You would fucking use their head to smack into the side of the
candy machine. To get some Doritos.
Wow. You want that Snickers bar?
Yep.
If you want a Kit Kat.
Yeah, the Mike and Ike came out.
You know, I would always hear, who wants some Ruffles?
It was a cigarette one and a candy one, I think.
Oh, there was a cigarette one. Yeah. That's so 80s, huh?
Yeah,
they didn't give a fuck. Nobody cared over there.
That's weird, man.
But it was stuff like that, man. It was just crazy. And then... Danique ended up showing me how to DJ there.
Nice.
He inspired me because this fool DJs too. And then
it was more like customer service, customer relations.
Yeah.
So we try to step back from that role and get more into that.
Yeah,
into
like that's
the,
what's up.
The music.
Because you can only bust heads for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's
what we were taught. So we didn't know any better until, like I said, you make your own way. So at first it was cool, but then like towards the end we realized that's not what it's about.
Exactly. There's a whole ass business about it.
If it had to be handled like that, then it would get handled, but we wouldn't do it.
Yeah. And thank God for that, because we would have gotten in trouble. I mean, cops used to tell us stuff too, like, hey man, listen,
can't do this.
This is like the third time these guys are complaining. Like,
but in the beginning, the cops would tell us how to do the
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Right. Like when I first started, I had this flashlight. It's called a Streamlight. And the sheriff's deputy's like, "Have you used your flashlight?" And my dumb ass, yeah. It works good. I like this flashlight. It's bright. He's like, "No, you've never used your flashlight."
So you mean with the ridges on the joint?
No, it was like a little flashlight.
Oh, okay, okay.
So one night we get into it.
Yeah.
And the sheriff's deputy's like.
Oh, beating him with the flashlight,
ass.
Huh?
Beating his ass.
Now, this is how you use your flashlight. I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
That's what the D batteries are for.
Yo.
So it's a little you can put it in your hand and punch somebody with
oh,
it.
Oh, shit.
You pop them with it. Yeah. And beat them with it like a little drumstick.
Okay.
A drumstick.
Like, that's what we were taught, like, by the sheriff's department.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
So if there was something that we blew out of control inside.
Yeah.
The outside security, who were the paid security,
armed security,
right. would second our motion that once they were outside,
yeah,
so they
really
would say, "Hey,
go.
This motherfucker's wild."
Yeah,
he just be like, "Oh fuck, hell yeah!" and then fucking beat his ass. and if the sheriff came and they saw the armed security getting their ass beat, or they saw
a
tussle, they would jump in.
Oh,
they would see their opportunity to get their hands on a situation.
Yeah. And they would park all the way in the back. And that parking lot is probably like a football field wide. And they would park all the way in the back. And then they would come if they saw some shit going down.
Wow.
Because they would see the flashlights too. And then, they would come and do their
Good
thing.
Good times.
Good times. And then we moved to Gotham, man, which was even wild. Like, that's where we started making money, started getting smart.
We're making money at Metro,
true,
too.
True, but not hand over fist.
We're not hand over fist, but we're making it.
Yeah, the IRS is still looking for it.
That's okay. We got paid in pesos, so it's no big deal.
Oh, okay, yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah,
then.
No, crypto. Yeah, crypto. But yeah, man, so growing up with Danique, man, it was one of the best times of my life, man. I'll never forget it.
Yeah. It's a good education.
Yeah, and it was a good education, not only in the workplace, how to handle yourself as a human resources type deal, customer relations, but also brotherhood. Mm-hmm. You had to, like I stepped outside of my comfort zone once again to, you know, invite people into my life. And to see
when
other...
When I met him, he was really standoffish and just like, he wasn't a people person.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I had to change my whole steez because... when you're a dick for so long, or you know, or you have so much pent
up,
it
only works so many
times, and you can only go one way.
Yeah.
And I don't like feeling like that. And I had a lot of anger and hate, and I say that all the time, and people around me know that too. Like I was going through a hard time. I'm still going through a hard time, but it's a less hard time. Man. Yeah, but you know, I learned a lot, man, and I attribute a lot to Danique for helping me mature. And, you know, and that's why I appreciate it, man.
Dude, that was the first place I've got hit by a grown man.
Damn.
Besides dad.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it literally hits
different. Yeah.
You came out of college and got the NFL hit.
Exactly. Like, wait a
minute, dude. Have you noticed that football, them college quarterbacks come out there and they're like,
once they get laid out,
their whole everything has just changed.
True. Yep. That's like the... a Gatorade commercial. That's why they call it the cage, baby. Yeah, man.
I've got reminders on my pinky every day. I broke that shit over there.
It was a fun time. Thank you for hiring me, Danique.
That night it was him and one of his girls. She had his back. I come in there. She's like,
oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about
What's Gotham or?
No, this was at Metro. That's right. She had my back, dude.
Some dude like, tried to come at him and she's just like with ape shit on him.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't know she was right here on the side. And I was talking to the guy and he started getting close.
Chirping.
Yeah.
And then you know how the elbow started and the push and the whole thing. And then like you take that step back.
Yeah.
And you know, you got that reach now.
Yeah.
And so the reach came. Mm-hmm. And so like I'm going like this, like some Mayweather shit. I remember getting hit like in the ear.
Yeah.
Like my shoulder.
What?
I was like, this fool's going crazy. And so all I see is like blonde hair, like flip over.
Who's this, that big girl?
And I see this whole commotion. I was like, what the fuck?
She was like the last person you would expect to jump into a man fight.
Yeah. And like she handled that dude. And then she kind of pushed him off because like you know, she can only do so much.
Yeah.
And then I just went to town on that fool. And then that's right. Danique, fuck, man. I forgot about that.
Teed off on that dude and broke his pinky.
Yeah. I didn't let up on that fool after. Yeah. It was just like, oh, okay. But it was lessons like that.
Yeah.
I can't do that here at the.
Get pretty aggressive at times.
Yeah.
Anything for the neighborhood.
Yeah, no. But it was, you know what? That was just a taste.
You ever thought about fixing it?
No, negative.
No? He just wanted to remind
you. It's a reminder of his youth.
It looks like it's my pinky. Yeah. On my right hand, it looks like a baby rat.
We're going to pop it here right now.
Oh, my God.
I got a hammer in the trunk.
Yeah. It's been like that ever since. But, yeah, man. Sometimes it gets stuck like this. I go,
oh,
shit. Yeah, I swear to God. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I get that. Hey, I got stung at a summer camp.
Of course. Summer camp.
I remember Dad took us to some camp we used to go to as kids. At the pool.
Camp Maranatha.
I stepped on a bee.
Yeah,
and I still feel the sting.
I remember that.
Occasionally to this day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's why you hate bees.
Maybe.
I've never seen a reaction.
That's why his kids hate bees.
But I love honey. No, I tell the boys be kind to the bees, man. Don't kill our animals, man.
So Davian one time got stung by a bee too when we were doing batting practice at the park.
He did.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
He was wearing chanclas and then he was stepping in the grass. Like I was kind of messing. It was kind of my fault too because we were looking for balls.
He was on his foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were in the back and I was like, oh, watch the bee. And he was like, he thought I was afraid. So he got afraid.
Oh,
he got
scared
too.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't worry about it. And he was like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then I went to step on it like to show him that you know, we're in control, bro. Don't worry about the bees.
Right.
And then he did the same thing and it got it like went over the lip of his, yeah, his chancla and like stung him in the foot, and I felt so bad. And he came crying. I was like, "Oh my god!"
Bad,
I knew exactly what happened. I was like, "Oh my god!" He got stung by a bee.
Oh my god! Poor dude.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
But
casualties.
It's lessons, man. Little things like that. But
shout
I learned,
out to my kids. I got some good kids.
Yeah, you do, man.
Yeah.
Love really those guys.
Now,
those
I
guys,
learned
man.
To respect bees from. What's that movie with the girl?
Macaulay Culkin. Good, no, my girl.
My girl.
Where he
yeah.
dies.
Hell yeah. That's like a
where's
bee?
His glasses? He needs his glasses.
A fucking beast. So,
but the thing he like, the way he fought him off, it was just like, stop, yeah. get away.
Yeah.
Stop.
Leave me alone.
Get away. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, at yeah. least run. You know, yeah. I know that attracts him, but like right. run in the house or something. Right?
Yeah.
Like, damn.
So you're saying it was his fault?
Yeah, yeah.
And just put the sweater over your head or something. Yeah. I know you're getting like yeah. jabbed.
But what if
right
you trap the bee but in listen, there?
Then at least it's just hey. That yeah. bee.
But he was allergic to bees.
Yeah, he was allergic.
Oh, yeah. One would have done it.
He's going to
yeah.
die anyway.
Yeah. So those are some greedy ass bees, is what you're telling me.
He got asphyxiated.
Oh, poor him. But he was still saying, how.
No, but like, since literally since that movie, I don't fuck with bees. Like I haven't been with people that throw shit at the fucking hive. No, and like, what's wrong with you?
No, as kids,
yeah.
we're different. But now I respect yeah. nature more.
I ain't messing with no beehive. Wasp nah. all day long, but not a beehive. Yeah.
Wasp, I slap box a wasp.
No, if there's,
you know what I mean?
If there's one,
no,
above,
seriously.
If there's one above in the A-frame yeah. at the house, I'll get the hose. You know,
oh, yeah. yeah. So I'm not so scared of wasps.
That's personal. I can't deal with
me and dad. Me and dad had to take two wasps. Nests down. So one was in the very, very corner triangle yeah. at the middle, and yeah. then one was on the side, and we yeah. both had to go there on the ladder damn. And take them down. Yeah. yeah.
My grandfather used to get them like with the wasp on them and just left the wasp away and what? Take the nest down.
Oh, that's yeah, gangster. Right?
Oh, that's yeah. old school.
He used no. to take them fishing, like he stick the hook in there and grab the little
oh, that's super old school. And when he got yeah. stung, he just slap it where he got stung. Like, no. No, that's old school.
Never seen him get stung.
Yeah, I hit him with the Home Depot foam, yo.
You doing some 2020 shit, bro?
Yeah.
I won't go in without.
Yeah, we did the hose.
If I'm getting wasps, I'm double hoodie.
Yeah.
No, for real. Yeah.
Shades.
And dad looking like, boy, what are you doing?
Hey, and then pull your shirt up like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Double hoodie. One of them tied up.
Let's cover our faces.
And as long as my eyes are like that. Oh my god.
No.
Every time we get into some yeah. shit, we cover our face, and then people have an issue with wearing masks now.
Exactly. Yeah, those wasps, I respect yeah. nature a little bit more. It doesn't yeah. mean I have to go out in nature.
Yeah, no. Fuck a wasp.
I know, I feel like the when you go out to the wasps are kind of stupid. They do like the big loops.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like you fuck with the wasps, they'll come out, they're scouting the area.
Yeah,
they want you to think that they're gone, and they come back when
exactly,
you least expect it.
Exactly,
and they're like a bee; they could just keep on shanking you.
Yeah. But the bees are sneaky as fuck, yo.
Bees are
I
smart.
Don't fuck with bees because
yeah, bees
hover.
Are smart.
Yo, they hover, yo. They'll come by and you like knock it, like fuck with them. They don't just fly away and then yeah. come back. They're yeah. like, okay.
They're the like inspecting.
With
bees,
it's like a boxing
match.
The
thing exactly. with bees yeah. are they scout the other people. So once you swat him, you got another yep. five coming behind you.
Exactly. They hit you like a raptor.
And it's all heat. Yeah. They're it's all heat.
But like if you think about it, you ever try to swat away a wasp, it's like they'll go 5 feet out, come back. You try to swat away a bee, they dodging like Muhammad Ali. They're yeah. coming back at you.
Yep.
Like you know fly. What I mean? They don't even leave the general 2 feet area.
True.
They're just...
Yeah, you know what? Bees are a nuisance, yeah. man. Ever since growing up, going to camps, going to home.
And now you can't kill them. Now you can't even kill them, yo. Like, my word, if we get them at the complex where I'm at, right?
Yeah.
They're protected.
Yeah, that's a good you thing. Bees mean? Are really important yeah. to our
the
earth.
The honey bees, they're becoming extinct.
Man, yeah. fuck them bees.
No, man.
You know if we lost bees, we would lose food, right?
We need
is that
the
a
bees.
Conspiracy? Look, you about to hit me with the kids?
Oh,
that's
God.
A fucking left it's conspiracy.
It's another topic for another show.
Yeah, okay. You don't believe that
we
either?
We need the bees. We need the bees.
Come on, Dave.
Come on, man. Anything green deal? Nope.
What do you love?
What do Jesus. You love?
Jesus.
And my mama.
Yeah. I like the hat. That's dope.
Oh,
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just got it.
Oh.
Just got it?
LAFC, yeah.
Oh, I got to give an update.
Yeah. Oh, please. Yeah. So our mom's been sick, Trump, by the way.
No, I asked.
For how long, Christian?
My mom has been sick since... Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving.
Damn.
A little before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, she's had some issues, man. I think, you know, she went down hard.
I told her today that, Mom, I talked to my mom. I have lengthy conversations with my mom. I love it.
Good, bro.
It's like, get everything off. Like this, therapy. And she was just like, I said, Mom, I really thought you were going to die. Yeah. I really did. And then she hits me with, well.
Oh, my God. What happened, dude?
She said, well, I didn't want to tell you.
Hold on. She doesn't tell me stuff like this, by the way. No. She'll tell Christian.
She'll say, well, I didn't want to tell you.
You're emotional.
But
you're right.
I felt like I was going to die also.
Oh, shit.
And I was just like,
what the hell?
Like, no, she's like, well, thanks, Mom. She's like, I just felt so weak and so defeated.
Reassuring my thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I said, Mom, maybe we should talk about this for the future, you know? Yeah. And then, she's doing better. She was able to put some chicken in the crock pot.
Oh, word?
And cook some dinner for Ron. Yeah.
So let me tell you what happened with my mom, dude. She was under the weather for like, man, I don't know, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Is this COVID?
It could have been. Who knows? It could have been, polio. I don't know. Who knows?
Currently what she was going through is non-COVID.
So, yeah, exactly. So what happened? So while she was sick, I'm sure it doesn't happen overnight, but she had kidney issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she had real bad abdominal pain. Like it doubled her over and she thought she was okay. But she didn't know this until she went to the doctor.
Right.
And so she's been battling like a kidney infection, like the big ass kidney stone in there that couldn't pass. Too big to
Did they break it with the laser?
Not yet. See, okay. So what happened was because of the second lockdown or the third, who knows, fucking fifth lockdown we're in, whatever. They said, hey, we can't take any, we're going to cancel all elective or elective surgeries.
Unless it was officially an elective.
That shit's killing you.
Dude, literally killing her.
This is the joke that the hospitals have been.
Right.
So she went over there and they said, hey, we can't take you.
Right.
We can't do it now. We'll schedule you back. And then once they scheduled her during the time that it got, you know, overrun.
Oh my God, with Dave, patients. Go,
but
bro,
in between,
for real,
but in between, like she had an infection that she needed to get rid of.
She has to
be taken care of first before she gets those.
So
she was with the camera.
She wasn't administering any antibiotics, nothing like that. I told her,
why? It's an infection. You're supposed to get antibiotics.
I know, but the procedure was supposed to take care of that and to curb everything, right?
Yes.
Oh, they didn't initiate the procedure.
No, because of the COVID lockdown. Because they said, okay,
have to monitor that.
No, because of the week, they said, hey, we are canceling the elective surgeries, procedures, because of
the... If it's not COVID related, they're not dealing with you at the hospital. Unless it's a heart attack.
And so my mom didn't get any treatment. Yeah. She just got a date that they couldn't fulfill.
Right.
And so she left home. She got worse because of the infection that grew. Oh, there's my mom. Look, she's texting me right now. And so, anyways, she got administered to the hospital. She was in there a week, 4 days
before.
Like a week.
Why 4 days if they're not doing that?
Well, now she went to another hospital, and they took her in because they saw the severity of what was going on.
Right.
And then they.
I'm guessing the first hospital was somewhere in San Bernardino County.
Yep.
Okay.
Both of them. It was
Loma Linda. I'm gonna call it LAS. Yeah.
And then she went to what? Riverside?
St. Bernardines.
Where the fuck is that?
In San Bernardino County.
And you know what? Shout out to St. Bernardines because my mom said that they gave her
the excellent care.
Best care.
That's what's up.
Were all nice and they were all caring and loving and nurturing.
Shout out.
And you know what? This sucks. Friday, my mom got released.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday.
She was in there how long, bro?
I don't remember exactly.
5 days?
A week, 5 days, something like that.
That's scary.
I said, how you doing, Mom? Saturday. And she said, you won't believe it. She was back home now for a day.
Yeah.
I said, ask her how you doing. She said, you won't believe it. I'm in emergency. I had a reaction to the antibiotic they sent me home with. I'm okay now, so I'll go at home soon. I said, oh, my gosh, Mom. I said, what kind of reaction? She said, rapid heart rate, felt like I was going to faint. Sweats, nauseous, and flushed.
Like caffeine attack.
Okay, listen. One thing about my mom and dad, they're both allergic to like the immediate antibiotics that they give you, like a penicillin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything very powerful.
The ones that they give you right off the bat, like, they ask you, are you allergic to anything?
The go-tos.
Yeah. Horrible.
They're both allergic to that?
Yeah. My dad was allergic to something.
So like, are you guys allergic to shit like that? You should find out, bro.
Bullshit.
Huh?
Bullshit.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not allergic. I'm not allergic to anything. Thank God.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just keeping it 100% real with you. You're so against certain ways and methods of medical procedures.
Yeah.
That when you actually need it, I feel like you're going to be so skeptical that, like, you're going to refuse something that could save your life. So you need to get out that mode
but,
of.
But that's no.
You know what I mean?
No. That's choice. That's a free will.
All right.
That's all. If I feel it's okay, then hey, yeah, it's I'm cool with that.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you, Travis. I've done a lot of studying.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
where I hope Instagram. Don't front on me.
No, I'm not fronting, bro.
What do you
listen.
Mean studying? You didn't go to med school.
No, I didn't go to med school, yeah. Travis. It doesn't mean I don't know things. You know what I mean? Listen, you think I'm kidding, man. Like, don't ever say this around my mom because she's going to get mad.
I'm not
she'll always say that I should have been a doctor. And don't right, ever say right, it around. Right. I hope she's not listening because she's going to get mad right now.
Okay.
But I used to study my ass off because I had aspirations to be that kind of thing. Just because. And it was probably like a side thing, like in addition to whatever else I wanted to do.
Right.
But, you know, I if it has something to do with biology or, you know mm-hmm. how the human body works and or reacts, like,
you know,
the makeup, like, I was interested into it.
I gotcha. You
know? But, you know.
How many teeth do you have?
Don't worry about that, Travis. That's confidential. It's HIPAA laws, bro.
HIPAA laws is nowhere near HIPAA law.
All right. How many bones you got in your body?
Don't worry about it. Travis, come on.
I'm just saying,
hey,
you know.
That's HIPAA laws, bro. Yeah. I can't divulge this stuff, man. Maybe I have an extra one.
What does it mean when one of your ears are higher than the other?
it means your sunglasses won't fit right.
Anyway, my mom is...
I'm glad she's okay.
She's
I was really worried, bro.
She's getting better, and she's getting stronger, she told me today. But I told her, Mom, I have to say, you have to chill out a little bit.
What do you mean, chill out?
Because she has to chill out. She was already cooking. I know my mom. I know my mom.
For sure.
Well, that's how you feel normal, you know?
Right, but she's not normal right now.
I feel like
I had to remind her of that because...
But a lot of people got to push that issue.
Yeah.
My mom's the same way. She's a workaholic, yo.
Yeah.
She's ready to go, like, back to work.
Jump in there, try.
I'm like, yo.
I'm going to send a picture to my mom right now. There she go. We just took a selfie for my mom.
Nice.
Look at that's a nice picture. There you go. I like you guys. But, no, my mom's one of the strongest, the strong... And people always
women
say that about
in general.
People say that about their family members or their moms or dad.
Yeah.
Bro.
We should have a women appreciation.
My mom used to take care of her mom who had lupus, like to the fourth degree.
What?
Yeah. And she used to move her because she had in-home care back in the day. When in-home care was very rare to have someone come.
Right.
And, you know, like a caretaker.
Yeah.
She said, no, I'll do it. And she used to move her mom, her up from the bed to the wheelchair, to the bath, to the couch, to wherever, to have her in the car. She blew her back out.
Damn.
That's how she ended up with back problems. She took care of my dad. When we weren't around, she would pick my dad up out of the bed into, you know, this and this, the couch, and back into the wheelchair, into the bed.
We would assist. We wouldn't do it.
No.
We would assist.
Bro, literally.
No.
Okay, only one time Christian and me had to handle our dad because he was...
100%.
100%. And it was the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
Not emotionally, but I'm saying physically.
Yeah.
Because not only because we didn't want to hurt him,
right?
But we didn't want to drop him.
Yeah.
And my dad at that time, it was literally the same day that he stopped speaking.
Yeah.
And he became dead weight. He was all mentally there, but
dead weight is
his
different.
Body was flailing inside, like it didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that was we had to make him walk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we couldn't move him. Like, he was so heavy for us.
No, real.
And my mom was doing it on her own.
We need to do legit. A women appreciation day because, bro, Red's mom right now, I'm not going to go into details.
Yeah.
But the shit that she has been dealing with for the last year and a half, just nonstop, mental, physical, like you have no fucking clue. Like any guy would have quit, shut down, broke, had a mental, you know what I mean? Like it's women are so much more stronger than us on every level. That, like, the fact that they can still have a feminine soft side is unbelievable. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's I can't even understand how you can exist in two realms like that. To be so strong
yeah,
physically and mentally, but yet be so soft enough to raise a child.
That's true.
To raise, like, take care of a grown ass man, yeah, and to help someone, or to help someone on their way out, mm-hmm, of this world, or, you know, whatever, so, whether it be, like, it's just crazy.
You just gotta take care of your parents, is how I feel.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
If that's not in your head.
And I remember from when I was a kid, my mom used to be like a, I guess you could call her a caretaker too, like to an extent, not a professional one, but mm-hmm, she would go and help ladies,
right,
you know, with their housework. Oh, wow. Go to the store.
Her maternal instincts.
Yeah, yeah, man. She's always been a strong type, willing, mm-hmm, to help, willing to just dive in, you know, right, even if it was like, yeah, you know, they had accidents and this and that. And I, mm-hmm, I kind of grew up around that and seeing her do that. And I didn't know what was going on at that point, but I kind of pieced it together years later. But she's always been that kind of woman, man. And it's remarkable to see because, you know, to be honest, I don't think I could do anything like that. If I had to, I would.
Right.
But
even then, at what level and caliber of...
Exactly. The separation from my soul and my, mm-hmm, physical, like, it doesn't match up, in my emotional, it doesn't match up.
Selflessness.
It doesn't match up. Yeah. Like, it takes a special person to want to mm-hmm, engage in that kind of thing, man. And, like...
Yeah.
That's why my mom's very special to us, especially like she went to, mm-hmm, not only attend, but, you know, infinite after she was taking care of my dad, because Christian and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I know we weren't emotionally fit or physically fit mm-hmm, because not only because we don't have muscles, but like the adrenaline and that kind of thing and that passion for, you know, her husband. Mm-hmm. And that's our dad, and we'll do what we can, but it doesn't have the same finesse.
You know what it was? Right. It was like me going out, like, covering the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real. Like,
yeah, like, it makes sense.
I know.
Even
I
that analogy is such a guy.
I can do it.
You know what I mean? That's how we think.
But that shows you our state.
Like, it's game time type of deal. And you don't know. Like, you don't always perform. You don't always. I mean, someone's going to catch the ball or someone. 50-50 shot, let's just say. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you know your strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. I can do it. Yeah. I've done it before.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's do it right now because this is, it's game time, you know?
So the thing was with...
Weird, huh?
For me, like, for me to comfort my dad at the time when he was hurting,
mm-hmm,
or was, you know, incapable of doing anything, my comfort was like, Dad, we're all right, man. Like, don't worry about us. Like, if you can hold my hand, I'll hold your hand, you know, and, you know, if I got to, you know, rub your shoulders or something, that's what I could do, man. Me and my pops have been doing that my whole life.
Right.
But, my mom would take it to the next level. You know, she would be there the nights when nobody else was there.
Right.
You know,
and those conversations are different.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've been in a room with someone who's kind of like on their way out, and it's a different conversation, I could tell, once you leave the room, because those visits are short, hour, 2 hour. But, like, when you're there day, night, week, month, the conversations are different.
Yeah.
The fear comes in, it leaves, the reassurance, the comfort that you provide them, whether it be, like, physically, food, whatever it is.
I think the culmination of all the years spent with that person comes into play
into
a very,
like, remember
short
the
time.
The care.
Yeah.
The care.
And it's like...
That's where you say that.
And, I think that was a time that it actually bloomed for my parents.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bro, that's so weird you say that. Uh-huh. All the care that dad... Like, it may not be the way you were going to say it.
It's okay.
It made me think of something.
Yeah.
The way that dad and mom, but dad, obviously, because we're the ones taking care of... Like, all his care, all his sacrifices, all his monies, all his efforts into raising us, whatever, I can go on and on.
Yeah.
It came into a moment where it's like, he made you who you are type of deal.
Yeah.
Now it's time to get him better.
Yeah.
Or as much as this is kind of weird to say, get him on his way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, nonetheless, take care of him.
Yeah.
In the best way possible because this is your duty, is honoring your dad. Yeah. And honoring your father, like, that's exactly how you got to do it, in my opinion. Everyone's not like that, though.
But that's the epitome of that. I agree, Christian, 100%, because it's something that not everybody will face.
Right.
It was very difficult to step into that into that ring, and then to stay in the fight as long as my mom did with my dad, without us, because at the end of the day, it was really just them two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that was that he loves my mom. And my mom loves my dad. Yeah. Their love is different than their kids.
Oh my God.
Of course, yeah.
Our little square of our little square family.
Yeah.
Like it's them too.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah.
That's how we're here.
They were there before. They were there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
and so like to see that kind of love bloom in a way that it did.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom would play it. She'll play it down for sure.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But it was like the most beautiful flower you've ever mm-hmm. seen in the most dire situations.
What's funny is it was that way even before. You know what I mean? Yeah, like but everyone goes through that shit.
But to make it evident to everybody else, especially me, and I'm sure Christian too, but to see
the banter, the conversation,
that angle, and to see that little glow of spirituality in a relationship mm-hmm. from a man and a wife, it was crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I had a. Mm-hmm. My mom is the one I call, like, Mom, this is what's going on. Like, you know, am I wrong? Am I tripping? And, you know, before a lot years ago, like, I was.
Mm-hmm.
And it would always start with, Well, mijo, like that. I went, oh, dang.
Like, I know what you want.
Really, yeah, exactly, dude. But, you know, recently, I mean, I don't know how many, when me and my mom, after dad's passing, maybe a little before that, she'll be like, oh, like, you changed, obviously. But
who are you?
I got, I was in line for a pretty good position with the current, like a job, a company I was pursuing.
Yeah.
Didn't get the job.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, It was a little devastating, and I know it's a little bit more devastating than the other rejections I get because I really, really wanted it.
Right, you put your heart in that.
You have no idea how much I prepared for the interview.
Yeah.
I did my studies. I set up. Yeah, it was kind of not intense, but it was just what you got to do.
This is recent.
This is recent. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, gotcha.
And it was a good paying job, Trav. I'm telling you, man, it was cool in the line I wanted to work as been telling people out there that I'm trying to get back into the beverage industry, so I was just like, okay, so that's okay. And my mom, I had another interview today.
Oh, word?
And I'll have a follow up interview on Thursday. It's not about. I was just like, dang.
Yeah.
And I had to explain to my mom. I said, Mom, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
This other company that I'm going with, it's not like this, but there's perks and then there's pros and cons to get me to where I wanted to be financially. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. I can get there. I'm trying to figure out how. And she's just like, well. Right now, I have a story to tell you. I was just, oh, what?
Okay, my mom's sick, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's not sick. She's getting better. She's not sick.
She's, anyways.
So I was just like, well, another door is going to open is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mom said, well, I had to take a pay cut. Remember this. When I was working and making great money at, I forgot what, AT&T, I think she was at.
Yeah.
I was making great money, and I had a. We had to downsize and I had to move on to a different type of job or whatever.
Yeah. My mom was there like since 1993.
Making good money, man. Mm-hmm. Good money.
Sprint, 92.
Right?
No,
AT&T.
AT&T.
And
she was never at Sprint.
No, man.
That's blasphemous, bro.
No.
Hey, when he wears these old school flannels. Go ahead.
We're the flannel fools today, by the way.
And she was just like, just keep in mind that what I'm telling you is I had to get that number out of my head.
Yeah.
And I said, Mom, I'm real competitive. You know how I am because I still think about the touchdown pass I missed in the second round of playoffs. In the second going to halftime against Marietta Valley.
Damn.
I still remember that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I remember just smacking the ground so hard.
Yeah.
So that's what it's like, Mom. It's not in my head, like embedded.
Right.
It's just there.
Yeah.
And she gave me a little story that she had to like downsize.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, I'm not downsizing like that much, but I get the analogy. I understand what you're saying.
Do what you got to do when you got to do it.
And she's just like, and all the other positive things you said about this company, it seems like you'll be in there in no time.
Exactly.
And I said, you know what? I really appreciate those type of conversations with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the same type of conversation with Regina. So shout out to both of them because I just have to hear it sometimes.
Yeah.
And I know what's right sometimes and I know like what I should do. But negotiation is going to happen real soon. So
you see a lot of similarities in the women you chose and your mom?
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know, bro.
No, seriously.
No. It's not. Listen, it's not a negative or positive thing. It's my mom would disagree.
I'm not talking about.
I do.
I'm not. Yeah, I see it. I'm a Christian. I'm not talking about direct similarities.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like vibe, energy, calmness. What they offer in a way, like everyone has their own way of doing something, but like I see the similarities. You know what I mean?
I think for gentlemen like ourselves,
right? Because no one's going to be your mom.
No. That's what I'm saying is the gentlemen like ourselves,
right?
And I would so far say like most men would want some type of motherly angle.
I see
that they can relate to, not necessarily be in need of,
right?
But want a parallel to what they, even if it's one trait, that
or two.
One or two traits that you know made them feel like an individual, made them feel wanted.
But some
made
traits
them feel
you don't
needed.
Need. Some traits that your mom have, you don't need. You still got it. You still have your mom. You know what I mean? Like why you need those traits?
Yeah.
But there's certain traits that are very attractive. And when I say attractive, I don't mean any kind of like,
hey bro, like, no, relax. Maybe my mom's married. Play
it's like your must
exactly
something. In
exactly.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. What you have to have.
Yeah,
that
there's certain end game traits.
Yeah,
there's certain overall like you know negative things that you could go to that you need a certain type of person to pull you out of.
Right.
So like that's what I mean. I don't mean like you know, she cooks like my mom.
No.
She dresses like, and I don't mean none of that. I
she
mean,
looks
like,
just
yeah,
like
exactly,
my mom.
Yeah.
It is my mom.
Exactly. No, but like there's certain things.
Oh my God, baby.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It's me, baby. It's your mama, baby. Yeah, baby.
Yes. I hate and love that equally. Equally. Sometimes 51-49.
I forget the buzz that I ever
But you know what I mean? Like, there's certain things that you don't even know you're looking for, but yet you're looking for.
Do you make a size 14 in this Jimmy Choo's, baby? Oh my
God. Jimmy Choo.
Sorry, Trev. Got you. But no, I get what you're saying, bro. Seriously.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I see both of you guys picking, because you can go one totally Kim Kardashian direction. You dig? Fucking clueless to the world.
Right.
Superficial. I need this. I need this. Exactly. You never go that route.
Yeah, no.
You know, and when you do go that route, it doesn't last long.
True.
You feel me?
True.
And so like I see it. You know, there's certain features, as far as characteristics that my mom has that like no other women like has, and there's certain things that like very few have, and then like when you go down the line, it's like, oh okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the correlation between what Red you know has that like my mom has, you feel me, and there's a lot of things that she has that doesn't have that my mom has.
Some people, women just no have that maternal thing
different,
mom
have that maternal thing just on lock, you know what I mean? There's something that kicks in, and I think you know it's it's, I don't want to say it's rare. It's just that, you know, it's gold when it comes across.
Right.
And it crosses your path.
Yeah.
And you just so happen to be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
that's crazy. That's hype. No, you know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Dope. That's dope.
I feel you. Yeah. You're a hard critic of just life in general. You feel me? So when you do admit to certain things, it's legit.
Yeah.
It's real. Like, I get what you're saying. Because it's not easy for you to admit the correlation.
You know why? Because I know that none of us are perfect.
Yeah. And then your mom's up here. So, like, how do you compare? You know what I mean? So, like, I get what you're saying.
You can't compare, but you don't want to compare. You want to compare, but you don't want to compare.
Everyone's, exactly. I feel you.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
It's just moms are special, man.
Yeah. No, I know. I definitely know.
Visit your mom.
Yeah.
COVID or not,
call
visit
your mom.
Her.
Yeah.
If you're scared, visit her. If you're not, visit her.
If you're scared. Yeah, exactly. If you're scared, visit her anyway.
Yeah, man. Just your family. Just your family. Do what you got to do, man. I'll tell you, it'd be too late, man. I wish I visited Mel. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, I do regret that part. Yeah. I wish we had another
I try to convince my mom to come out here all the time. She hates like traveling, like. She's always got something going. Like she purposely dives into other people's shit, and it becomes her shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, just come out here. You've lived your life. You've raised your kids. You've done that. Just spend some time. You know what I mean? Come, just go on a vacation. I got you.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
No, you gotta take care of everybody.
Yeah,
you feel me? So
we have to call her one day.
Huh? Oh my God!
Can we do that? Can we do that?
She would love
really?
It.
Really? Come on! Let's do it. She would love it. Let's do it. I'd love to hear
she,
voice.
She, my mom's like me. I get my
maybe
confidence.
Won't call her. Maybe
on,
we won't call her.
Whatever.
I'm kidding.
No, I get my confidence on the fly from her.
Wow! Oh,
dude, you. At my wedding,
yeah. She shifts. She shifts. However, she needs to.
Oh, you married?
Yeah. So remember, you were there, right?
I was
so
in fucking, the party.
Yeah. So remember when she spoke?
I don't know. I think I was crying, remember?
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. But she spoke. There was no plans for her to speak.
Yeah.
It just came out of the blue.
Beautiful wedding. Beautiful wedding, by the way.
Yeah.
Beautiful wedding.
Thank you.
She did speak.
She spoke. Bro, zero plans to speak. But
she felt
those opportunities, she fucking illuminates, dude.
Yeah.
Like every single fucking time. I'm like, how do you do this? Like every single time.
Well, I wish.
So any kind of. I get 100% of that from her.
Well,
yeah,
that's beautiful.
She did wing it. I remember.
Like, oh yeah,
he was real surprised. But like, I wish I had more confidence as she does.
Oh man,
because when I gave a speech at Travis's wedding, I started crying my eyes out.
It was beautiful.
Trav had to come up and rescue me.
I don't remember.
Beautiful. So that's why when he said, "Do you remember my mom's speech?" I was probably wiping my tears.
No, but it was what everyone needed to see.
Yeah,
because it was a very it was a very beautiful night. It was a lot of emotions.
It was a great night.
Very organized, and I was kind of like. I'm not used to this organization.
You're kind of going with the flow because it was organized.
Just go with the flow, you know.
Like, that's what I like about you, Trav. You can't. This fool does stuff on the fly, and I love it.
Oh yeah, you got to keep it real. You got to keep the emotions raw.
Sometimes approach Trav, or like we're gonna hang out, or I go to his house, or some event, I got to feel his mood. Like if he's there first, I'm like, are we like being conservative right now?
Is this where we're gonna stay? We're gonna stay.
Are we staying here?
Like, are we comfortable?
Yeah, because
right
it's
someone pulls something out their pocket. Like, is it cool?
Yes.
Like, crack a ball. Like, Travis, is it cool? Yeah, fine. Hell yeah.
That's true.
I like to read the room.
That's true.
Exactly. I don't want to be disrespectful.
No, of course.
I don't want to be that.
I like that about
that
you.
God.
I like that about you because it is just like if we go somewhere, like, hey, if it's right off the bat, man, if we know if Trav's comfortable or not.
Right.
If we stay, we'll chill, or we'll go somewhere else.
Yeah,
no big deal. I like that.
No, I'm down to have my mom call. We just got to set it up because, 3 hour time difference.
Suffolk time.
Suffolk.
Hey, man, you know what? I read a great article about your cousin out
Leroy?
Of Suffolk.
Gunny? Omar.
Omar, dude.
Oh, dude, he's
doing
man,
he's doing good things over there.
What's up with Omar?
Deal. He's a fucking beast out there, bro.
Really?
Yeah. No, the article, I mean, it's an beast, article, bro. So I don't mind.
Yeah.
It was saying,
ex-Fallon
turns positivity into the growth of other inmate or ex-Fallons.
He runs
positivity.
A whole, bro, he's a big deal.
That's dope.
Yeah.
He's a big deal.
Send me the link, man. I'm putting on Davey's Heroes, homie.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, that would be a good fit, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Be dope. And he's a homie, too. Yeah. I remember when he came out for your
and
wedding.
His vision. Yeah, and you know what? Of all my family members, the one that gets the least credit but does the most.
You said it before.
Is Omar. Yep. That dude is fucking, he is trying to set an example. Like, he should be in politics somewhere.
Yeah.
He would do really, really good. No. He would be one of the good ones. You know what I mean? Because he's been there and done that on every level.
Words.
No, he's been there every level. And I'm talking about on every level.
Yeah.
And now he's just kind of like seen a light, and he's, he's been a fucking force since he's,
We got to have all of them come out again, man.
Yeah.
Get married again.
They were stupid.
You know your foul?
No, it's 2024. It happened. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're good, Blake. Thank you so much,
thank
brother.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
No, it happened, and it's one of those things that, like, if you build it, they'll come, They'll definitely come.
Yeah.
But my mom, I would love to get her on here.
Oh, because
she'll bring up stuff that I won't remember.
Let's set it up.
Yeah. Let's set it up.
All right, done, cool. Dilly.
Yeah,
done.
Yeah, man, that's great. Yeah. I think we need to have mom call in too.
Maybe we'll take a road trip to Suffolk.
Hey, dude.
Irate mastermind.
You know, it's funny. We'll go where I grew up.
Would you watch it, Denise?
Exactly the same.
What's that?
For a road trip?
Like, we'll go where I grew up or where I was born. It looks exactly the same.
We'll have D come. Security? Got us, right, D?
No, I don't need
what's,
no security.
What's one thing that you remember from your hometown you'll never forget?
The one thing
it
I remember
could be a
from
place.
My hometown.
you know, a person, a house, Dairy Queen.
One word. What describes it?
Like, Cypress Manor. The hood.
Oh, yeah. That's
the project. Yeah.
What is it called?
It's Cypress Manor.
It's
Cypress Manor.
That's like the jungle out here?
It's like a project.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's been... It's exactly the same. You could take a picture 30 years ago, 20 years ago. Yeah. It looks exactly the same. It's the one part that never changes, and I'm just kind of like, damn. You know, I don't care if the cars are different. It's the same.
Yeah.
It's no. Actually, it's the largest city in Virginia, but it's mostly land.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the part that you know, we kind of know. We've been all over, but like the part that we kind of know is kind of the same.
Is it Skinner name over there?
What's up?
Is the Skinner name over there from there, or is it from over here?
It's from over there.
So they're all Skinners, right?
Oh well, there's like Thompson, there's Skinners. There's a bunch
in
of
your
different
family, though,
like different Skinner fractions and shit. But like Skinner is I mean, you go through decades where a certain name, you know, will be a little bit, rings more bells than, you know, than other names.
That's dope.
But as you get older, then other names come in different cities and shit like that. Then they spread out. But
I wish my family, I had like East Coast mm-hmm. family. I only got like up to New Mexico.
We got Southwest.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? El Paso.
You know what? We actually have some very nice relatives living in New Mexico still to this day.
Yeah.
That's as far as it goes.
We have Rosie out there, Rosemary. She's a beautiful soul. Yeah, it's my mom's grandpa's brother's daughter.
Yeah,
very nice.
You'd be surprised though, because I have a large family. I have such a large family that I still have not met everyone in my family. Till this day. And it's probably, unless I lived over there and constantly went to every event, every single thing, there's no way I would meet everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got cousins on cousins on cousins on cousins. Like, it's ridiculous. But, it's a different situation. Like, once you move back there, like, I don't think people understand. It's like, it's not California. Like, things move. Like, California moves 5 times faster than most states.
Yeah, I get it.
You feel me? So, if you grow up 10 years in here, it's like growing up 30 years back there.
How did you end up in California?
So, my mom had 2 children when she met my stepdad. It was me and my older brother. And then he was in the Navy. So he wanted to come to California. So they moved to California when I was 2.5, 3.
Yeah.
But so that's where they were from, though, right?
Exactly. Uh-huh. We were from Virginia. So my older brother was 5.5. I was like 2.5. Moved out here. Boom. Had a kid. Boom. Had another kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he just made it work. You know, he was a hard worker, yo. Like, one thing that I didn't. When you get older, you learn to respect certain things
that made you upset or
that you didn't understand when you were
exactly. So like his life was work, come home, work, come home. You know what I mean? So like a lot of things that you want aren't necessarily required at that time, especially grinding the way he was grinding. Yeah. You feel me? So, I definitely got a different light than what I looked at him before, because I wanted all the TV show shit.
You feel me?
All those moments that you grow up thinking that you need and all that. But no, like, given our situation, being black in the 80s and all the shit he avoided that he could have got into.
Oh, the 80s? Wow.
You know what I mean? I mean, he came out here in a 76 Monte Carlo, money green with a white top.
Oh,
he did. Dipping. So, like, he was different.
Taller.
It was and different. For him to leave everything that was comfort to come to California.
Yeah.
And be country as fuck.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's bold.
I look at it in reverse. That's like me going to New York, not knowing a motherfucking person.
In a Lambo.
And just grinding and working and working and working. So, you know, you definitely see different perspectives. And I give a lot of credit to my mom and my stepdad for how hard they work and just the risks they took.
Absolutely, man.
You know what I mean?
The risks that our parents took. Mm-hmm. And sure, like, you know, Danique's. Yep. Folks and your folks, like, even if it was a different situation for like if you know, we had cousins raise us or aunts or aunties, whatever, whoever it is, you know what I mean?
Someone
made a sacrifice for you, for Danique, for us, you know, and those are instilled in me. I know to my brother because, you know, we're brothers. Well, I guess.
No, I just want to make, like, it makes me want to make that same sacrifice. Like I talk about Costa Rica all the time. You know what I mean?
Bro, and just moved there already. Shit.
Yeah, no. I talk about it all
we'll
the time.
We'll call you for the podcast.
Literally, bro, of all my Wi-Fi. Life, it's the happiest place I've ever been. And I was listening to a TikTok for this guy. He used to be a ex-spy for the government. And his daughter didn't find out he was a spy until she was like 16. And then she asked him, what's the one place you would move to? And he was like, probably Costa Rica. It's the happiest place on earth. Wow. And I was like, fuck, that's the vibe I got when I was out there. It was like legit, like no fucking worries.
So are you trying to say you're a spy?
No, none of that. I got no military background.
That's where the spies retire?
Yeah. Hey, that's where the happy people go.
I've always heard this, Trav, because you say about Costa Rica.
All the time.
Like, if you fall, I've always heard, like, if you fall in love with the last vacation that you took, Costa Rica, let's say.
Hands down.
Take another one.
Yeah.
Meaning,
there you go.
I'm going.
Not there.
Yeah.
Take another one, other place for.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I've been.
Does that make sense?
You know, Canada, Costa Rica.
Canada.
Canada was nice, bro. No, Canada was nice.
Yeah.
Clean, it's clean.
It was stupid clean.
Except if you go to Vancouver.
Incredibly nice.
Really?
I went to Whistler, and that's, I think, north of Vancouver. That was hella nice, but there was something off about it.
Really?
There was something un-American about it.
Of course.
It was just very weird.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
Something real Canadian.
You know how you go to your friend's house and they treat you really good?
Yeah.
And let's say you stay there 1, 2, 3 days. By the fourth day, it's still the same treatment. It just feels different.
Yeah, it's time for you to go.
Yeah, exactly. I felt like I was overextending my welcome when I went there.
Because you have to say, hey.
Because I was there for like a week and a half.
Oh, that's
almost,
good.
Yo. It was crazy. Wow. Yeah.
Would you go back?
But I would stay
at a different spot
3 or 4 days. Then I'm out.
Max. Tops. I got you.
I wouldn't say the week.
A week is too long.
I just felt unwelcome. You know what I mean? I was welcome, but it was like, okay, go back
to
America.
You ain't from around here, boy. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man, listen up. Let's get out of here, bro. We're running on 2 hours.
Yes, sir. Beat it.
But listen, we had a special guest stop by today. We had actually a few people stop by today, but the one that wanted to sit in. And we invited him, Danique, Denizzo, my G, my brother.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course, man.
Love you guys.
Love you too, man. Come by anytime. We do this once a week, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Danique, did you know that we're the number one podcast in Riverside?
Yes, I read that.
Oh. Interesting.
I like that.
He's
we didn't even get to come back.
I don't get to listen all the time, but I keep
it. That's what's up.
Someone published that?
Yeah. He's listening to this one for sure. But listen, I wanna tell Candace that we love her.
Yeah. Love you, Candace.
Of course, it's this
if
one.
If you need something, let us know.
Of course, this episode is dedicated to Melissa.
Yeah.
Thank you, friend.
Mm-hmm. Candace.
Yeah. Oh.
Bernice. Yeah. Tiffany. Trina. All those girls out there. And if I missed anyone, I'm so sorry. But I know they're hurting. I know you guys are hurting. And especially her parents.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you, Christian. Listen, let's. Value what we have in front of us and then appreciate it. I think that every day goes by that we should appreciate just even the basic things like today, man, like the air in your lungs. I couldn't catch my breath for I don't know how long. I was scared.
Yeah.
You know, it's the little things that we take for granted.
Yeah, make a list of the people you love.
Yeah.
And give them a call. Let them know you love them. And
send them the FU emoji. See what happens.
Yeah, that's true.
Shake things up a little for 2021.
You're right. Yeah. But Danique, I love you, man. Travis, I love you. Christian, I love you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Of course.
Love you guys.
Mom, thank you. We love you.
I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're out.
Exactly. She's already making chicken in the crock pot.
That's what's up.
She texted us during the podcast.
Okay.
I sent her the selfie of us four. So she said, "Is that Danique?" I said, "It sure is. We're doing the podcast." She said, "Oh, go and finish. I love you."
That's just
how she does. But I thank you, Danique, for stopping by. Thank you to Lobby. Thank you to Rex. Thank you, Erica.
Check out
Miami Jacrew on Instagram. Hashtag
make a trip.
We love you guys. We love everybody that listens to us. Of course, we appreciate you. We're not only doing this for us, but we're doing it for you too. But thank you for tuning in. Melissa, Candace, we love you.
Melissa, thank you for being my friend. Our friend.
Yes.
Cheers, Mel.
Cheers, Mel.
Damn.
And we're out of here.